So actually, yeah. So per carat, it's not actually been a great price. I just find it absolutely extraordinary. I do wonder though, you know, in the event of, you know, nuclear holocaust, whether a tin of baked beans or a gun is going to have more value to us, or a bottle of clean water than a fancy pink diamond, no matter how rare it is. Graham Tom, fascinating to talk to you. Thank you very much, diamond specialist and valuer. Thank you for joining us here on the Talk Radio. Well, I'm done for another day. I'm going to go home and shine up my engagement ring. Mr. John Holmes is here.
Glad you put the word engagement in there.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Yep,
that's right.
Come on.
Deal with it.
Come on.
Deal with it. Right, so, Julia Hartley Brewer, there's a programme on the way. It will contain things. There will be a game of Dead or Alive. There will be much discussion of diesel cars. I'm quite annoyed because I've got one. I feel
so
duped.
So have I. You need our audio duped. Earlier. We're going to put out online of our expert on pollution. About nonsense. It's 40,000. By the way, can I ask you, what is your secret agent name? Apparently, it's your middle name plus the last thing you ate. Mine is Blank Banana. What's yours?
Richard Something Unbroadcastable.
I can't imagine what it is you've actually eaten, but it terrifies me. We're not going to ask a second time, just in case. John Holmes up after...
It was during a lovemaking session.
John Holmes up after 1 o'clock. It's Family Radio, folks. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Go and shine
morning.
Your ring.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Skybet, we're paying 8 places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing a top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Skybet are paying not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Skybet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe, you were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week, so you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage...
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage...
and the national living wage. It's a step up in pay.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a sad blame for deadly gas attack. Royals lead service of hope. And Nan loses Trump golf course case.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary says all the evidence suggests Syria's government is to blame for a chemical attack which has killed dozens of people and sparked global outrage. 20 children are thought to be among the dead. Pierre Carambul is a Commissioner General at the UN's Relief and Works Agency.
This is a reminder to us that we must refuse the notion that wars are inevitable and that it is not enough simply to carry out humanitarian aid week after week, year after year. Political solutions are what are needed.
The country's government has denied responsibility. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry have attended a multi-faith service 2 weeks after the Westminster terror attack. Survivors, as well as families of the victims, were part of the almost 2,000-strong congregation at Westminster Abbey. The Very Reverend John Hall led the event.
It's an opportunity for us together to honour all the people who were victims and those who were injured, and also to bring together all the first responders, a vast crowd of people who were involved on that occasion.
Labour's deputy leader has criticised the decision not to expel Ken Livingstone from the party. Tom Watson says it's incomprehensible after the former London mayor was given a suspension for comments about Adolf Hitler and Zionism. Lloyds Banking Group has revealed it's closing a further 100 branches with 229 jobs set to go. It's part of cost-cutting measures announced last summer and mostly affects Lloyds' retail arm, although 22 Halifax and 24 Bank of Scotland branches will also shut by October. And a woman who claimed £3,000 in damages after a worker took pictures of her urinating at President Trump's Scottish golf course has lost her case. 62-year-old Carol Rowan claimed staff had breached data protection laws by secretly filming her. A judge said the photo shouldn't have been taken but didn't agree with her argument.
What was her argument?
That
she shouldn't have had a picture taken of her having a wee.
Yes.
That's a pretty strong argument.
Well,
I mean, how would the judge like it if someone went into his judge toilet and filmed him?
That would be fine, though, because they wear the gowns, don't they? Oh, so, yeah. And they drape those over the whole toilet. I've seen it happen.
Surely that's in a private place.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it doesn't matter because they have the gowns.
Yeah. And the wigs hang
what
out as well.
What happens if they derobe?
Yeah. Well, and also, weirdly, judges wear pubic wigs.
Yeah, I know.
That
are
the same design as the head ones.
I know, yeah, I was about to
that's
say.
That's an ancient
that.
Tradition.
Yeah, tradition.
Yeah, and it hangs down over everything you can't see. So that makes that sense.
Yeah.
Just sounds messy.
Yeah. Was Donald Trump, you know, someone weeing? Did he organise this? Pay for it or something?
Not that I'm aware of. No one has suggested that until now.
Right, could you check that?
Yes.
And it's likely, given his track record with those prostitutes?
I'm not sure the internet at work will let me check, okay. But I will try.
All right, great. Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Enjoy the weather. Got some weather.
Yeah, it's here. Oh. Talk Radio, national weather. Turning cloudy, but staying mostly dry. The best of any sunshine across the southwest of England. Highs are 13 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says the current Premier League leaders need extra composure against Manchester City tonight. They're looking to recover from a surprise defeat to Crystal Palace. They go into the game with a 7-point advantage at the summit. Second place Tottenham are at Swansea this evening, with boss Mauricio Pochettino refusing to give up on the Premier League title until his side are mathematically out of contention. Liverpool in third take on Bournemouth, while Arsenal play West Ham, and there's a big game between two relegation rivals, with Hull facing Middlesbrough. Finally, England's Chris Wokes and Ben Duckett are two of Wisden's Cricketers of the Year. Others included this year are Pakistan captain Misbah Ul Haq, Yunus Khan, and Middlesex seamer Toby Rowland-Jones. And the IPL starts with Bangalore against Hyderabad. You can hear that live over on Talk Sport 2 later this afternoon. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, Ben, there. Pre-recorded sport from Ben. All afternoon as the afternoon wears on. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Let's do a Wednesday.
Talk Radio.
Ready for the Easter movie hunt?
Yay!
Right, off you go.
I found Ghostbusters.
I've got Finding Dory.
And I've got Star Trek Beyond.
What about you, Mum?
Me?
Oh, I've got Chris Hemsworth in The Huntsman. Want to keep the whole family entertained this Easter? Grab a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies, all without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK, new customers only. Pass auto renews at £9.99 a month unless cancelled. Stream via internet.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. If you've missed it, we've already been discussing, of course, is there any chance of getting a mum's supergroup on stage? Go around, don't they? Taping bunny ears to rabbis, and religion has kind of had to find its way even through an uneasy relationship. Mojo. We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events. Because if I swore, right, my mum would disapprove. She's saying that from Saudi Arabia. Christians are all year round. They come out of chickens' bottoms.
There's a video on the internet.
Well, they shouldn't be allowed to use electronic devices in school.
Oh, are you in the news?
Why is that?
Are you? Because you're a creep. You're a weirdo. What the hell are you doing here? Are you back in the news?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop.
doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric.
So, good afternoon to you then, and welcome. And first off, let me be the first to announce we are still not at war with Spain. If a war with Spain breaks out at any point during the programme today before 4 o'clock, we will, of course, let you know. Oh, and also another announcement, just to get that out of the way. Despite Cadbury's airbrushing it from history, according to the church, Easter, we understand, is still going to happen. Just to bring you up to speed. Hello, Talk Radio, 1 till 4, you know, the weekday bit of the afternoon thing. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, so stand by for Wednesday's radio emissions. And I can promise you this, it is a fact that Talk Radio's emissions do fall well within the Euro 6 standards as set out by the European Parliament, and that's given that we mostly, you know, emit talking rather than dangerous levels of nitrogen dioxide. Let's be honest, there's the odd dubious quality advert, but overall, our emissions are clean. So, we know then, don't we, that the owners of diesel cars... This is on the front of all the papers today. The owners of diesel cars are being targeted with new charges due to the fact that the previous government lied to us all and encouraged us to buy diesel cars in the first place. Mainly due to any government's obsession with fining us for just living our lives, all right? So there have been a raft of new announcements this lunchtime about this. We will bring you those. First thing you need to know, and this is a government announcement. It's just, you know, Sadiq Khan, basically the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has this lunchtime announced a £20 charge for anybody coming into London wearing diesel clothes. Now, diesel clothes, obviously, emit more cloth than regular unleaded clothes, and other cities are now believed to be following suit. I mean, literally, if it's a diesel suit. So, if you are wearing diesel clothes, then bring £20 with you if you want to go into London and other major cities. Other fines include a further £20 for anyone entering a city listening to the music of Diesel Park West. Now, Theresa May this morning has hinted at a scrappage scheme to help fans of Diesel Park West. I mean, there aren't many. What she said is that anyone with a Diesel Park West album could be paid to get rid of it. That's the gist. So, OK, then. Good afternoon. Here's what we're ramming up your Wednesday. Headline hijack is very much on the way. That is, of course, where the news contains a news lie. It's the 2pm bulletin. It contains bulletin... S-word. It's fake news, celebrated, not castigated. And we do it each day, of course, to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. The number to get your made-up news stories to us is this 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
Victoria's got a mouth. It's this one.
This mouth.
Within it will be your words. All your words need to be is a sort of couple of sentences that sound like a news story. It's that simple. Send it to us. Hear your nonsense on the radio. Just after 2 o'clock. What else? Oh, that's right, our ongoing mission to become the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting continues. It's the Diversity Paper Review today. Mark will be in with us to go through the papers, and Mark is brown. Boom, quota box ticked. Easy, isn't it, this diversity thing? There's the day's big stories analysed via the medium of Japanese poetry. Your handy guide to current affairs that comes complete with a free binder of short-form oriental verse. It's the news in haiku. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions, of course, are very welcome this afternoon. We'll take all of your reactions, every single last reaction you've got. We'll have it. Work experience punditry today comes from Ellie. She's our work experience today, and as such, we'll be reviewing a week's worth of hipster nonsense without being paid. all the pop-up hipster stuff that is pointless and makes you want to kill. Coming later in a roundup of it all.
Oh, look, a new cafe. Oh, it's popped up. Oh, a new cafe's popped up, has it? Yeah.
A new pop-up cafe. Where you can go. So you go to it. You can go to it. But there aren't any chairs. That's clever, isn't it? And what you do is you lick your artisan coffee from the beard of a homeless man. That's... Oh, how hipster is that? Oh, look, a homeless man coffee licking beard cafe. Oh, £8 a lick. Stupid hipster nonsense. There's your chance to get your hands on some meat as well, of course. That is in a game of Dead or Alive this afternoon. Register your interest to play a game of Dead or Alive using this number, 8722.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you will become the owner of a meat-based souvenir gifted to you by this programme. You can choose from chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right, we cater for all. And also today, it is back. A feature we haven't done for ages. Can you identify the tune as blown from the lips of a homosexual old age pensioner? That's right, it's the return of the old gay whistle test. Terry is back. And we'll be joining us later on the programme. Plus, we bring you hot guest action. Of course, writer and presenter Danny Wallace will be joining us to flog something or other that he's doing. It's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is here.
Ahoy.
I mean, he's not producing, but he is here. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the...
Miserable window!
She drinks diesel for fun. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there.
Hi.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
Hey, intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon, one and all.
Whatever. I am John Holmes. Welcome along to your talk radio 1 till 4 in the weekday afternoons thing. And, of course, we need to start with some music. That is... what we do. It links us to today's big news story, which of course we will be discussing in depth very shortly. But how do we get there? Well, we get there with music, and I don't tell you what the big story is because, you know, it's a little play along at home fun, or in the studio fun if you're here.
I don't find it that fun.
No fun, is it?
I know. But that's what you are charged with, okay? Music, there are clues within it as to today's big story. See if you can figure it out.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or if I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me
It's music. It's on Talk Radio. Forget what we're told. It's Snow Patrol. Before we get too old. And it links to today's big story. Show me a garden that's bursting into life. But the question is, how does it link to that story? Play along at home for fun. Waste time. It's called Chasing Cars, it's Snow Patrol, it's a song I've chosen as Talk Radio's self-appointed head of music. Producer Dave has been studiously showing his working in the margin as to how this links to today's story.
I've got it, mate.
What do you got, Dave?
Easy one today.
It's really easy.
Chasing Cars, all right?
Yes, by Snow Patrol.
Chasing Cars.
Yes.
Another song, Chaser with another Chasing, is Chasing Pavements, of course.
Yes.
By Adele. A singer famously from Essex.
Yes.
As is Joey Essex.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Joey, of course, obviously a character from the sitcom Friends, which started back in the 90s.
Good.
90s is the decade in which Her Majesty the Queen is currently residing. She's 91, is she? 92? I don't know. She's in her 90s.
Yes, okay.
The Queen's husband, of course, is called
Philip.
Another famous Philip. Philip Schofield.
Yes.
What does he do? He's a TV presenter, isn't he? On ITV.
Yes.
As are
yes.
Anton Deck, who in a previous incarnation were called PJ and Duncan.
Yes.
They released that song, Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Rumble.
Rumble rhymes with tumble.
Yes.
And a tumbler
yes.
is a sort of thing, a vessel, if you will, that you might drink a soft drink out of.
Yes.
A soft drink such as
yes.
Pepsi. It's the Pepsi ad debacle.
No, it's about cars. It's called Chasing Cars.
Chasing Cars.
It's cars. It's just called Chasing Cars, isn't it? So it's got it's about the diesel story. You know, the emissions. They're going to start fining the owners.
It's not always as obvious as you think, Dave.
Diesel cars. Sometimes it's a bit cryptic.
Yeah.
Just that one just jumped out at me.
Yeah.
Didn't.
No, it's just cars. It's Chasing Cars. It's cars. It's about cars.
That is very clever. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, mate. All right, then. If I just lay here. So last broadcast is Through the Glass. Would you lie with me and just forget the world? Hi, Cass.
Hi.
Would you
Hi,
lie Chapel. With me and just forget the world?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Would you instead book me a guest to talk about the diesel thing?
Is that the choice of that I've got?
Yes.
I'm booking a guest.
Okay. That's Cass. She's booking a guest. We'll talk to a guest next about the diesel scandal. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoon. So I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Sorry to interrupt, realise you're busy? That's why you didn't even really stop for lunch. Just a meal deal that you had to eat between the shop and work. Of course, you're also much too busy to suffer the discomfort of heartburn or indigestion, which can follow lunch on the go. Try Gaviscon Double Action. It gets to work instantly and lasts up to twice as long as antacids. Get dual relief from heartburn and indigestion with Gaviscon Double Action. Available in tablets for relief on the go. Gaviscon Double Action. Always read the label.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got an 8x4 foot sheet of 18mm ply for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
As the Grand National thunders nearer, get great value with Betfair. Betfair's odds were bigger than industry starting price on 95% of all Grand National horses in the last 5 years. That's great value on 95% of runners in the last 5 years with Betfair. Ready? Betfair. win bigger.
18+ gambleaware.org applies to Betfair Exchange versus Industry SP on the 2012 to 2016 races inclusive. BSPs calculate 5% commission deducted. Full terms at betfair.com.
This is Nick from Insure & Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent, the obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure & Go. Take us away with you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is heavy westbound around Castleford, junction 31. A lane's out there because of an accident. And there's a broken down lorry on the anti-clockwise M60 causing delays as you head towards junction 13 for Worsley. The A17 through Fosdyke in Lincolnshire is busy because of restrictions for the recovery of an overturned horse trailer. Better news, heading away from Colchester on the eastbound A120. That has reopened after early problems, but I'm afraid if you're trying to get into Swindon from the M4 at junction 16, Great Western Way is still closed as you're heading to town. I'm Gerina Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix to the car like a hero shop.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It's just gone past the time and coming up to a slightly different one that's ahead of the previous one. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. John, I never stop hanging around with my friend Irway. That's coming from a Will. John, have you seen this cat? Then please call this number. That's coming from a poster outside the building.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep those reactions coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Theresa May has hinted that the government may well do a U-turn on the proposed diesel tax. Obviously, that U-turn will have to be done in a petrol car because of the emissions. But it's possibly good news if you were stitched up by the previous government who told us all to buy diesel cars because they were cleaner than petrol ones. Now, this announcement that diesel owners, this is this morning's announcement, if you've seen this in the news, the diesel owners will be given a voucher to have their cars converted to run on Pepsi. Now, this, of course, comes after the revelation that a celebrity, Jenna, was able to calm down a Black Lives Matter protest with a can of Pepsi in a made-up advert. And the thought is now that if Pepsi can prevent policemen from shooting unarmed black people, then it can also probably easily prevent climate change. The pictures in the newspapers today of the small British patrol boat seeing off an armed Spanish gunship in the territorial waters off Gibraltar. If you zoom in, you can see that war was averted because the captain of the British boat waved a Pepsi at the Spanish. Thank God for Pepsi, I say. I think Donald Trump is arranging for the litres of it to be dropped on North Korea like fizzy brown napalm. But the question is, what of cars? What of them? The front page is also full of these attacks on diesel owners. The question we're asking, is that fair? On the line, Rachel Burgess. She's the news editor at Autocar. Good afternoon, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Apart from the fact, Rachel, I'll be honest, that I'm a little bit annoyed that I might have to pay more for a car I bought because the previous government told me to.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yeah. So where are we up to? Because yesterday we know of fines, and now we sort of know Theresa May has sort of thrown a slight, but hinted at a bone, a diesel bone, that they may rethink this. So what is the problem with diesel cars?
Okay, so a lot of people get CO2, carbon dioxide, and emissions confused, and obviously emissions is more all-encompassing than just CO2. So when people were encouraged to buy diesel cars, which started with Gordon Brown in 1998, it was because they emit less CO2, which helps with trying to combat climate change.
Yep.
So that is why diesel cars became hugely popular. And so I think they accounted for about 13% of overall cars, and now they account for about 50% of overall cars, which is obviously dramatic. And then obviously in more recent years, they've kind of realised that actually, while it is important, obviously, to combat climate change, the negative effect of that is another sort of emission, nitrogen oxide, or otherwise called NOx.
Yep.
That doesn't affect climate change, but it is very bad for people's health. And this is what they're now trying to combat in all of these cities, that there's this potential discussion on a daily tax
for
diesel drivers.
It does seem, though, doesn't it, that it is penalising people for thinking they were doing the right thing when we were told to. And that's why it seems unfair to people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the politicians are in a very tricky scenario, because you've got the Mayor of London obviously trying to combat this, and it does need to be addressed. You know, we can't ignore it. But at the same time, on individual consumers that thought they were doing the best thing, it's very frustrating, because they've been misled.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's kind of how, I mean, I've got a diesel car, which is why I'm quite annoyed about it. But specifically for that reason. And there was a bit of a hint, of course, because it used to be that diesel was much cheaper than unleaded. But certainly in recent years, that diesel is now far more expensive at the pumps than unleaded is. So already you feel a bit duped, because you feel a bit clobbered by that as well.
Well, yeah, but obviously one of the things that Gordon Brown did is make to create tax breaks for diesel buyers. So some diesel buyers have been better off than petrol buyers in recent years. That's all sort of coming to an end anyway.
Yeah.
From a consumer's point of view, you can't really win. And, you know, the problem is that there's not an easy solution for a car that is good on CO2 and good on NOx emissions. So
yeah.
So petrol cars are better. They emit less NOx, but then they emit more CO2.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem lies. And that's where people, you know, might look to an electric car or a hydrogen car.
Yeah, I see. And that's in terms of where we are with that technology now. Bring us slightly up to date, because there might be people thinking that, all right, I've got a diesel car. If Theresa May doesn't announce, there's talk of a scrappage scheme, there's talk of all this. Where are we with the technology with hybrid cars now? Because it used to be, of course, you couldn't drive them very far without having to recharge them, and so on. So where are we up to?
Well, I mean, I still think it's sort of phasing in. They're not suitable for everyone, but some of the new batteries that are coming in now, they're constantly improving. So where some cars might only offer 100 miles, other cars could offer 230 miles, which, you know, is pretty reasonable for most people. The infrastructure is getting better and better. These are all electric cars I'm talking about.
Yep.
Obviously, there are different sorts of hybrids. Some have a petrol tank, so you never have to worry about, or diesel tank, you never have to worry about running out, but obviously they have the electric benefit in terms of emissions, etc. They really are more viable than ever before. Of course, they still do often have a bit of a premium, but they are coming down as more and more come onto the market. They've become much, much more acceptable. So while I'm not suggesting F1 will buy one tomorrow, I think it's becoming more and more likely that people can start to consider them.
I think, you know what's going to happen though, don't you? This is exactly what happened now. We're being told that diesel cars are bad after we were told that they were a good thing. 20 years down the line, we're going to be told that hybrid cars are doing something terrible that no one thought about. And everyone who bought a hybrid car for this reason will then be clobbered with a tax because it's something to do with electricity that's bad. That's what's going to happen.
Let's hope not. But I mean, obviously the downside of electric cars, they're much better for the environment, but obviously they are being powered by big electric stations, which is why, and hydrogen is much more small time at the moment, but hydrogen cars only emit water emissions because they're hydrogen. So, you know, so that's something that the automotive industry is certainly investing in. for the future as a possible solution.
Right, I don't think I've trusted hydrogen, you know, since the Hindenburg, so I'm not sure that's a good
plan. Well, that is an association that a lot of people have. In reality, it's not as a concern in that way, but I understand where you're coming from.
Listen, Rachel, thank you very much for joining us. That's Rachel Burgess, news editor at Autocar, bringing us up to date there on, everyone who bought a diesel car being annoyed that we're all going to be charged more money for doing exactly what we were told last time. And mark my words, in 20 years from now, if you buy a hybrid car, there was something to do with electricity and it giving off, Pepsi out of the back of it or something, and that way they'll charge you again. It's just what happens, isn't it? Just suck it up. Not literally. No. Don't put your mouth around an exhaust. That'd be awful. Right, it's bad advice. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. In the next bit of it, of course, we're going through the papers with Mark. It's our diversity paper review and headline hijacks on the way. Victoria's here now just after 1:30. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Boris Johnson says Syrians are paying the price for collective inaction by governments to end the crisis in their country. The Foreign Secretary has addressed his European counterparts during a conference on the situation. Later, the UN Security Council will meet to discuss the latest deadly gas attack as evidence points towards the Assad regime being responsible. Mark Goldring from Oxfam hopes a political solution is found to end the suffering.
The real question is, are Russia and China willing to back off blocking those Security Council action? And then what can the world do, probably through Russia, to ensure that there is a real chance of a political solution?
Survivors of the Westminster terror attack, victims' families and emergency workers have attended a special service. Some entered Westminster Abbey in wheelchairs and on crutches 2 weeks after they were injured. Prince William and the Home Secretary are among those taking part. Russian officials investigating a metro bombing in St. Petersburg have arrested 6 people on suspicion of terror offences, but they say there's no evidence suggesting the group's linked with Monday's blast in which 14 people died. Police investigating a hate crime attack on an asylum seeker in South London say they're expecting to make further arrests. 16 people have already been questioned over allegations, including attempted murder after Friday night's beating in Croydon. And MEPs have voted in favour of a tough line on Brexit negotiations after a debate in Strasbourg in which Nigel Farage was heckled. The former UKIP leader was rebuked for accusing the European Parliament of behaving like the mafia. The weather turning cloudier but staying mostly dry. The best of any sunshine across the southwest of England. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in 20... Just, yeah.
Right.
Could you not do the maths set?
Yeah.
Well, I can't see any screens.
It's as good that you're as good as maths that you are at, reading.
Well, if I had some screens to look at for the time...
Well, there's a big clock on the wall.
That's behind me, though. That's why I was having to look back.
Oh, no,
26
it isn't.
Minutes.
I've got a watch on.
I mean, I was going to say.
Oh, well.
Great. Victoria there. If she can get her act together. We'll be back at 2 o'clock with the news, which will contain a news lie, a headline hijack, if you would like to supply it. Then Victoria, if she can work out how, will read it out. Along with the proper news, and therefore it will fool the people who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Headline hijack, we call it. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m, take a far out trip into the twilight zone of late night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, headline hijack very much on the way, as is Mark. He will have today's diversity paper review. But here's what's been coming in so far for headline hijack. Just a couple of sentences, that's all you need. Use words that you know and understand. Put them in an order that makes a kind of sense. Makes it sound vaguely like a news story. That's all we ask. That's all you have to do. Fake news. It's a thing, apparently. but it's been a thing round here long before it was a thing, apparently. What have we got? Cornelius, what have we got?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for texting this in. Mark William Calloway, the actor who plays the wrestler The Undertaker, has retired from the WWE and has announced plans to tour the US and Europe with the release of a book of poetry that he has penned. As a tease, the wrestler has released three poems called The Suplex Complex, You Chokeslammed My Heart Into the Ground, and Ode to My Half-Brother Kane.
Oh.
I don't know what any of that means.
Neither do I.
Not one word of it makes any sense to me. But Jerry liked it, because he
hashtag
wrote it down.
Thank you, Taker.
Yeah. This has come in from Michelle. Eddie Izzard has announced he's going to record a new podcast in Africa, interviewing comedians from across the continent. The podcast, which is called Uganda Be Kidding Me, will be launched in the latter half of the year. And Eddie Izzard will be running a marathon between each guest. All profits to Comic Relief.
Uganda Be Kidding Me.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, Michelle, that is a good idea. Okay, then. Do you want to do one more? Let's do one more. Let's do one more. Cornelius, let's do one more.
Okay.
Come on, then. One more. One more.
So I was holding up a picture of an egg to Cass.
Yeah.
This is coming from Thomas, who says, a criminal gang have been infiltrated after the police have managed to track some 40 new £1 coins back to the factory where they were made. Upon arrival, officers discovered a large number of pound coins, some silver paint and metal files. The public are being urged to stay wary.
Thank you. Who's that from? Who is it from?
Who is it
from? Anonymous, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, speaking of, you just said you're holding up a picture of an egg to Cass.
Yes, I was, to just mock her through the glass.
Through the glass. Don't mock her, though. We need to be sensitive to Cass today. She's having a bad time at the moment, I'm afraid. It's fair
Why
to say.
Is that?
Need to be. She's in a bad place. And there's a aren't you, Cass? You're right, Cass. You got to just don't.
Are you okay?
Don't pick on her today, because she's
What's
not. You're right. Just looking out for you today.
Why? What have you done?
I haven't done anything.
But
I know you're upset, and that's fine, you know, because Twitter have taken the eggs off their little avatars, and they'd stopped trolling and stuff, and they've removed the egg. And I know that you love them.
Apparently.
You smell of Twitter.
You smell like disappointment.
Okay. Right, in the next bit of the programme. There will be Mark. He's our diversity paper reviewer today. He'll be reviewing the papers, and we're doing it next. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Linda's handwritten hot cross buns.
I love baking, making hot cross buns for the grandchildren. I've got four now. David, he loves his with raisins. Sarah, she likes choc chips. Luke likes apricots. And Claire likes hers with cranberries. I just pop to Tesco and get everything I need. And of course, I always make a little extra dough to write the kids' initials on top. It wouldn't do to get them mixed up, would it?
Find Linda's handwritten hot cross bun recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
So you kick around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady, who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you, that's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Anne.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
At Sky Bet, we're paying eight places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing the top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot at this year's tournament in Augusta, Sky Bet are paying not five, six or seven, but eight places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18 plus, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage. It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is looking to stay westbound around Junction 31 for Castleford. A lorry has broken down. An earlier breakdown on the anti-clockwise M60 has left delays from Junctions 18 through to Junction 13 at Worsley. Through Hazelgrove in Stockport, the A6 London Road is closed because of an accident. That's causing queues. Still very busy to the north of Colchester for the eastbound A120 after earlier problems. And I'm afraid you still can't get into Swindon from the M4 at Junction 16 along Great Western Way. It remains closed for the recovery of an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. A lot of news around today, of course. Ken Livingstone, no less, friend of the show, came on here. Well, he is. He came on the show and he was friendly. A friend of the show, Ken Livingstone.
Yeah,
he was friendly. It only took him 4 or 5 minutes to start mentioning Hitler without even me prompting him. He was in for, got him in for half an hour, chatting about this, chatting about that, chatting about Hitler, because that's what he wanted to do. And he wanted to set the record straight. Why he chose us rather than that tribunal he's just had, I don't know. But it took him moments. But he was happy to talk about it. And he said he was misquoted and all that kind of thing.
Maybe we were like his warm up. You know, like when you preview new material, he was like, all right, I'll try it on these guys.
I'll try my new Hitler stuff out. Zionist Hitler stuff out on these guys before I go in for the big gig, which he died on.
Well, got very poor reviews.
Got very poor reviews. And so the news is, of course, he's expelled from the Labour Party.
No.
Again.
He's suspended.
Suspended, sorry, not expelled. Yeah, sorry.
Know your news.
Well, the problem is, Colin, it's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I can't get my head
exactly
around it.
That's what I'm saying. So it's all right, because here it is. Hopefully we'll all understand more after this. Because what we do is we get news analysed by the medium.
Pretty sure we will.
Yeah, of Japanese poetry. It's when where current affairs meet short-form oriental verse. Makes it very easy, doesn't it? Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haiku.
Ken is suspended
for Hitler comments. For him, that is really bad.
See? The news!
Ah.
In haikus, it's clear
so,
now,
so
isn't it?
It was suspended.
It was suspended.
I get it now.
Yeah? It explained the news.
Yeah.
Israeli bad.
Yeah, Israeli bad.
Israeli bad.
Don't do the accent.
That wasn't an accent. I don't know what accent that was.
Take that wig off.
So, that's the news in haikus. And now it's time to go through the newspapers. We do it each day, of course. We go through the newspapers. It's what you do on a radio programme. This is why we do it. However, not any old radio newspaper reviewer. Not for us, no. Each day, we invite a different diversity into the studio. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It's our bit to make us become the most diverse programme in broadcasting, which I think we are, having been doing this for a year. We welcome back Mark. Mark's diversity is that he is...
obese and brown.
There's two, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's two, that... double diversity for you right there. Mark, what's in the papers today?
Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Again?
Again, yeah. The Daily Mail ain't let this go, mate.
Of course it isn't. They've got the rock between their teeth here, haven't they?
I expect a full special on the Mail on Sunday.
Yeah.
A pull-out to keep at home for the ages.
I think what they're giving away, a rock... in the Mail on Sunday. On Sunday,
no, yeah. When you bite it, it will just say Gibraltar is British.
It's got Britain all the way through
that.
It.
It's just going to be a bottle of PVA glue, and it's encouraging you to use the newspaper to make a papier-mâché Gibraltar.
Gibraltar,
yeah,
with a little map inside of how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which doesn't
really work because then you have to use the map in the.
Yeah.
So they might change it back.
Okay, and just give away a rock, like I said.
Yeah.
It's a better idea, really. Okay.
Simpler, isn't it? Yeah.
In many ways,
waste less air. Time.
Yeah. Fewer. What have the Mail got to say? I can't think what their stance might be on this.
Well, Robert Hardman, who is in, he's the Mail journalist, he's in Gibraltar. I don't know if he's there all the time or if he's just gone there.
Is he their war correspondent?
He is now.
Yeah.
He thought he was getting an easy gig.
Oh, I've been in Gibraltar.
This is fine.
Nothing happens. No, I occasionally report on the odd incursion into territorial waters by a Spanish fishing boat, but not much really. Oh my God! Yeah, okay. So, but there's this picture, isn't there, in the paper, so certainly on the front of the Mail, of a tiny little British ship seeing off a massive great Spanish gunboat, which they've gone to town on.
Yeah. There's a Spanish boat wanted into... Gibraltarian waters yesterday,
if you like,
and this little British boat has had to come and shoo them away.
Yeah, and it's a little. I mean, it's a little patrol boat, isn't it? It's not like a.
Yeah. The patrol boat has a crew of seven. It's 52 feet long.
Yeah,
And it has a speed of 32 knots. I don't know what knots are. Like, I don't know why they keep telling me how many knots.
Yeah,
been going.
You're not nautical enough. That's a problem.
And it's got two machine guns on it.
Yeah,
the Spanish boat.
Yeah,
crew of 118. Goes at 25 knots an hour, which is obviously a bit slower.
Yeah.
But it's got 8 Harpoon missiles, one Sea Sparrow missile, one 76mm gun, two 40mm guns, one anti-submarine mortar, and 6 anti-submarine torpedo tubes. That's some serious armour.
So why didn't they just blow the British boat out of the water then? I mean, you'd think they've got the firepower to do it, just do it.
It's quite possible, even though I know you do get the Daily Mail sold in Spain, that the Spanish haven't seen it and don't realise they're at war with us.
Right, that's just no one sold it.
Yeah, that's probably what's happened. The other thing the Daily Mail have found out is that The Rock has a new mayor, as in the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yeah.
And it's a
Not the actor.
Okay. And it's a former Miss Gibraltar. Which is brilliant. And obviously Robert Hardman has gone had a chat with her.
Yeah, and obviously they've pictured her in a bikini there in the newspaper.
It is relevant to the story.
That makes it relevant.
Yeah.
Because now people are going, we really need to fight the Spanish.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Well, you know, I mean, this story's been rumbling on, and I think we're all hoping for a war, aren't we? Now, I mean, we might as well make the most of Brexit.
I'm not. I've got a Spanish sounding surname, and even though my family have nothing to do with it, I'll end up being thrown out of being the Spanish sympathiser or something. Same. So it's con. Yeah. We've been talking about this in the office all morning.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be mates when we go to Canton.
So Cornelius' surname is Mendez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours is Machado.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to be interned.
Yeah.
Well, you're already an intern. They'll just take the little bit of money they do give you off you. You'll be an unpaid intern.
Yeah.
Again.
Your travel won't be paid in anymore.
No.
So...
that's a bad thing.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, we're at war with you, so deal
thing
with it.
Thing is, though, if like, England went to war with Spain, I'm pretty sure me and Mark could take you and Dave, like, in a fight.
I mean, it does sound like we're ramping up to some sort of on-air, sort of you know, model
while
war.
Dave is all fuzzy and nice, he does look like a mutated Oompa Loompa, doesn't he?
He does a bit, yeah. But that is,
oh, I see how it is.
As we speak to him, currently humping Fozzie Bear. But
you need me on your side, mate. What should
I
say?
No, he's great, Dave.
He's building camaraderie with
if you just look at this scenario that we've painted now, because battle lines have now been drawn in the studio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diet Coke is the official line.
Right.
Across.
Okay. So there's a battle line of Coke. Pepsi would be better because that's peaceful.
We shouldn't say battle line of Coke.
No.
No, yeah. Get certain people around here very excited. I think we all know who I mean. Right, so... so, Pepsi's a peaceful drink.
Yes, it is.
So, Diet Coke, can we know that from the Jenner story, right? Stopping the riots, okay, in the news. So, Coke, very much a violent drink. We've got it there, okay? Although, if their lawyers are listening, it's not.
it's very important.
Just to be clear. Yeah. So, what we've got here is the battle line drawn. Dave and I, very much the... just look at us, you can see we're the Spanish gunship to your tiny, tiny...
But we're the Spanish ones.
Yeah, I know, but that's the irony. We're more powerful.
I didn't realise we were introducing irony into this war now.
It's an ironic model war.
Anyway. So,
the can of Diet Coke.
Let's calm things down.
Yeah.
Right. And move to the next story, is all I'm going to say.
Can I just say, right, earlier on... I heard some producers talking about Spanish football and from TalkSport, because they were going to talk about it on air, and I was like, no, you can't do that. We don't talk about ISIS football, do we?
No.
So don't talk about enemies' football games like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Don't glorify their football.
Yeah.
Don't normalise their society.
Yeah.
I don't want any of this.
Do they cover ISIS football at all on... It does TalkSport 2, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what TalkSport 2 is.
I thought that's right. Go on.
There's other talk in the paper about the Brexit, the first Brexit, which may have happened 450,000 years ago. They were talking about this in Julie's show earlier.
What?
Apparently, the UK was connected to mainland Europe.
Yeah, well, of course it was. Yeah.
And then...
Pangaea, wasn't it?
You just said a word I've never heard in my life.
That's the name of all the countries, but all the land was all stuck together, wasn't it?
What I like about this is Con said a word he's heard, and now we're all going to try and make him explain it in full detail.
He's Googling it. He's literally Googling a word that he's overheard in the office.
It's all right, the internet won't work.
Pangaea.
Yeah, it's Pangaea for a start.
Sorry, no, Pangaea just said it in the corner on the first page.
Anyway, stop talking now. Bloody Spanish. So, the first Brexit was...
so there was a stone...
So you're suggesting that a landmass voted itself off another landmass?
I wasn't suggesting it, but the papers are.
Right.
Apparently this happened 450,000 years ago. There was a referendum and they said, no, they want to go their own
way. And they all voted to flood the bit of lower land in between Britain and France, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that's the way the vote went. I remember that.
Because they had control of the seas back then, which we've lost.
Yeah.
Like the seas do their own thing.
That's a really tenuous news story in a paper, isn't it, that? The first Brexit, just some natural occurrence.
Geology.
Yeah.
Doing a thing.
That's all it was. Yeah,
it does. It also sounds like a religious festival, isn't it? It's like today we celebrate the first Brexit.
No, yeah. Well, the trouble is though that Cadbury's have, of course, airbrushed Brexit from history.
Yeah,
and all those Brexit egg hunts, you know,
Brexit hunt.
Yeah, gone. What are we talking about? What's next?
What's next? Yeah, news
in the paper.
News is
in the paper.
News is next
in the newspaper, Mark.
So this beautician has decided that she wants to look like what's her name?
I don't know. What paper is this?
Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton. I was going to call it Kate Cambridge. It's not Kate Cambridge.
What?
It's in the Daily Mail as well. It's required reading. I have to come in and speak to a room full of white people, so I thought I'd read what you guys read.
Okay, fine.
She's decided that she wants to look like Kate Middleton, so she's gone round trying to basically recreate her look with cheap high street fashion, which she has managed to do. A dress that cost Kate Middleton, and therefore, in a weird way, the taxpayer, £3,192,
right,
she has managed to find for 30 quid online.
So the suggestion is what? That Kate Middleton could do this as well and save the taxpayer money?
Yes.
Fine. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
It's great. Are we? Do we want a peace accord, or are we still at war?
Let's see what happens after the news.
Okay, fine. Right, thank you very much, Mark, with our diversity paper review. Reminders of your twin diversities.
Obese and brown.
And Spanish now, it turns out.
Not Spanish. Out. Not Spanish. Home Office, if you're listening, I'm not Spanish.
Thank you. Right, what's coming up in the next bit of the programme? Well, guest action, that's what. Danny Wallace, the writer and presenter, will be joining us to flog something or other that he's doing. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. It's today's one of those. There's also your chance to get your hands on some meat, a meat-based souvenir in a game of Dead or Alive. Later, that's a budget issue. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. And there will also be, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock and the return of nobody's favourite listening-based quiz, of course, as we invite you to identify the tune as blown from the lips of a homosexual pensioner. It's the old gay whistle test. Now, just ahead of the news, you need to know who's made up the news story that's going into it. Because it's Headline Hijack. There to confuse people who don't listen to this bit of the programme and maybe get back to their radios at 2, switch it on, hear the news and thus believe what they hear. One of the stories will be a lie supplied by Dave today. No, Cornelius, who's got the name?
It's Luke.
Luke, and Luke Dave is from...
Australia.
Is he? Great news.
Luke Dave.
Luke, listener Luke in Australia.
In Sydney.
Sydney. Is he called Luke or Sydney?
He's called Luke, but he's from Sydney.
Okay.
It's a place in Australia.
I know that. It's on the way. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Right now, you can get a new boiler for half price from British Gas for your home or business in our spring flash sale. You only pay the full price for installation. But be quick! Our spring flash sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. To reserve your boiler for half price, just book an appointment. Visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. Hurry! It'll be over in a flash. You only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. The clock's ticking. Conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, calls for more help for Syrians, Service of Hope after Westminster terror attack, and Farage is told off in the European Parliament.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary has accused the Syrian regime of using tactics of starve or surrender. UN health officials believe chemical weapons were used in yesterday's attack in Idlib, which killed dozens of people. Various countries have pointed the finger at President Assad, who's denied responsibility. Boris Johnson has been addressing his European counterparts in Brussels.
Colleagues, the people of Syria are today paying a price for our collective inaction over the last 5 years. We can and we must work together to alleviate their suffering.
Prince William has laid a wreath outside Westminster Abbey for the victims of a terror attack a fortnight ago. He was joined at a service of hope by survivors, emergency workers and relatives of those who died. Police say a toddler bitten by a dog in Kent is no longer in a life-threatening condition. A third person from Chatham has now been arrested. MEPs have voted in favour of a tough line on Brexit negotiations. It happened after a debate where former UKIP leader Nigel Farage was told off for comparing the European Parliament with the Mafia. But his comments didn't go unchallenged by its Italian president.
You're behaving like the Mafia. You think we're a hostage. We're not. We're free to go.
Honorable Farage.
Sorry, Mr. Farage. You're saying this Parliament is behaving like the Mafia? As far as I'm concerned, that's unacceptable.
I do understand national sensitivities. I'll change it to gangsters.
And actor Shia LaBeouf's new film took just £7 at the UK box office on its opening weekend, suggesting just one person went to go and see it. The Real Cinema in Burnley is the only place in the country showing Man Down.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news.
That's all right, John.
What was Nigel Farage saying?
He basically compared the European Parliament to gangsters.
Yeah, the Mafia, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mafia. The Mafia. And then he changed it to gangsters.
Yeah. Well, he's right. I mean, you know, the European Parliament obviously do put horses' heads in people's beds, don't they? They're well known for it. Which is part of the reason we voted to leave. You know, because people don't want that anymore. You know, that dictated from Brussels about what animals you've got to, heads you've got to put in your bed. Mm. No one wants that, do they? Nobody. We don't want to be told what animals' heads we severed animals' heads we can put in our beds. We should be able to choose ourselves without them saying, oh, it's got to be a horse.
What did you choose?
Badger.
Oh.
What about you?
Dog.
Yeah. Dave?
I've only just walked into this conversation.
Just saying it's the name all named animals.
It's this afternoon's texting.
Kangaroo.
What? Kangaroo.
Oh.
What about you, Victoria?
Nothing.
Oh, you've got to choose one.
No, I don't
want choose
it.
One for you.
No. I wouldn't do it.
Leopard.
No, that's one of the worst.
Anyway.
I still don't know what we're talking about.
I'm about to explain. It's this afternoon's secondary texting. What severed animal's head would you put...
Danny Baker.
Yeah. Severed animal head would you have in your bed to say no to Europe? How about that? That's it. That is a texter. They're probably doing the same on BBC Radio Kent right now. Right. What severed animal's head would you choose, if you had to have in your bed? You can't have a horse. That's what Mafia Brussels want you to have. Any other severed animal head in a bed, like the Mafia. There, done. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any name of any animal.
That's right, exactly. You listen to Talk Radio. Have you done the weather?
No.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Turning cloudy but stay mostly dry. The best of any sunshine across the southwest of England. Highs of 13 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
You're not welcome.
Okay. Here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Manchester City can kick-start the Premier League title race with a victory away at Chelsea this evening. The leaders' gap at the summit could be trimmed to as little as 4 points by the end of the night. City boss Pep Guardiola says winning isn't everything, though.
What I like for my teams is that I had the courage to play, so it doesn't matter the results. Of course, you have to see the clock and what happened in the last minute, but you have to play.
Second place Tottenham are at Swansea tonight, with boss Maurizio Pochettino refusing to give up on the title until his side are mathematically out of contention. Liverpool in third take on Bournemouth, while Arsenal play West Ham, and there's a big game between two relegation rivals, with Hull facing Middlesbrough. Finally, England's Chris Wokes and Ben Duckett are two of Wisden's Cricketers of the Year. Others included are Pakistan captain Misbah Ul Haq, Yunus Khan, and Middlesex seamer Toby Rowland-Jones. And the IPL starts with Bangalore against Hyderabad this afternoon. You can hear that live over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the people behind Wallpaper have today announced they're going to start producing Velcro wallpaper that will be easier to put up on a wall and also make home decorating more versatile and changeable. The Union for Decorators have threatened strike action over the move, now urging the Prime Minister to get involved.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sports. Talk Radio Afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for
me. All right, then. It's just gone past the time. And welcome, Talk Radio Afternoons. Now, Pepsi, of course, have now stopped riots. You've probably been following this story, but some sort of Jenner, whatever that is, has been in an advert for Pepsi, which everyone's got up in arms about because she went basically for an advert onto a Black Lives Matter march in the United States and calmed everything down by giving a can of fizzy brown water to a policeman, and now everyone's fine. So that's good. But, you know, that's something you can do with Pepsi, it turns out, is be peaceful. So we're asking this afternoon, what have you done with a soft drink other than drink it? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay, good. Cornelius.
Yes.
Go on.
Well, I have purchased, John, a case of ginger beer.
Yep.
And have some in my cupboard at home, just in case any ginger people come round to visit, as that is all they drink.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course.
Yeah.
I don't have ginger people round.
No, quite right. Has come in. John, I have painted my wall with Iron Brew.
Cheap.
Something you can do because it is adhesive, isn't it? That's true. Hi, John. I am a missionary and travel abroad very regularly. And I once stopped a group of armed rebels in the Congo with lilt. 87222 for your suggestion.
Message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Same message anywhere you like.
And by the way, Fingers Wakely has just tweeted to say hashtag severed head giraffe. That's how it's done, Danny Baker. That's how to run simultaneous Texans. In your face, Radio 5 Live. Speaking of Danny's, see Danny Wallace, how I seamlessly segue.
It was very good.
Between things.
Really good.
Now, I promised hot guest action. I've delivered. I've delivered you Danny Wallace. And as we always say, our listeners aren't stupid. And you know how this works.
Yes.
It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Of course it is.
So we'll get that bit out of the way first.
Let's get out of the way.
Why are you here? What are you flogging?
Well, the BAFTA Games Awards, John.
There we go.
See, straight in.
Yes.
Boom.
You've done it before.
You've done it before.
This broadcasting.
The BAFTA Games Awards tomorrow. The best of the world. Games. People can watch on Twitch. That's all. That's what? It. That's I've done it. I'm going now.
On what?
There's a thing called Twitch.
Is there?
Yes. You're not that old, John. Come on. I mean, I had to look it up as well.
I know.
But it's it's a platform, an online platform.
I can't keep up, right? Of a certain age, right? You go, okay, well, I get Twitter.
Yeah.
Right? Twitch sounds a bit like that.
Yes.
I get Instafate. All those. I get all of that, right?
Yeah,
Snapchat is where I started to lose interest.
Yeah, I've gone. No. What? I didn't go that far.
No way. Right? But and then, you know, Periscope. Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're throwing other ones at me.
Yeah, there's a new one for you. Twitch.
Twitch.
It just means that you can watch the show tomorrow.
Fine.
I'll be on there making some jokes about video games.
Yeah.
Probably some of them will go all right. Most of them probably won't.
Yeah, no one will be listening in the room.
Yeah,
you know
exactly
how these things work.
I know. I do like the honesty that you bring to the airwaves, though. With this, but also with this sort of like this. You know, we are dressing up a PR event as a sort of interview.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
no point messing
about.
I've
been given some talking points as well.
Suggested questions.
Questions
Come
that
on.
You might ask.
Come
well,
on.
Don't forget, if I hand this to you, then I won't know what the answer is.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, you tell me what question to ask.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
you could ask me, what are your thoughts on the nominations?
Oh, great. Danny Wallace is with us. He's hosting the BAFTA Game Awards. Danny, what are your thoughts on the nomination?
On the BAFTA Games nominations?
That's right, yeah.
Well,
by the way, it's been screened on Twitch.
It is. Now, listen, I can't give you personal opinions, really, as the host.
Yeah.
They've been voted.
He is literally reading this out, by the way.
I've just got to say, it's a range of excellent games nominated, and I should feel free to find my own examples from mobile games. Oh, right. No, sorry. There's bits there where I've got to fill it in. But that's that done. So, you know, BAFTA Games.
Good. Well, so you're interested in games, though. I've researched this.
Yeah.
Also, I already knew. But, because you started off writing for a game review was your first gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was first things I did, It was we had to do work experience at school, and all my mates were being offered various things. You could go to an accountant's office and put things in alphabetical order if you want, or you could dig ditches in a garden centre. And I was like, I don't really want to do those things. And I found out there was a games mag in my town, and I just sort of harangued them, and they allowed me in. And one day they let me write a review, and then suddenly I was getting free games and cheques for up to £25.
Good crikey me.
So, you know, it was an extraordinary beginning for me.
Yeah.
And then I sort of went away from games for a while, but now I'm back.
What was the first game you reviewed, do you remember?
It was...
Have a look at your crib sheet if you need to.
I'm not sure the BAFTA PR has gone that deep into it. It was some kind
They're supposed to put down things they think I'll ask. They should have done that. A better job on that.
It was a platform game.
Yep.
Some kind of combat thing, and it involved parallax scrolling.
What?
Which was something involving scrolling. There were three things you could do in those days as a reviewer. You could mention parallax scrolling. you would generally give every game about 65%, because you didn't really want to commit either way. And you'd end every review just by going, so, try before you buy. That's all you had to do in those days.
When you were playing games at that age, though, it was. I mean, what was the, you know, what was
the console?
Because it's changed a lot.
It has
since
changed
I used
lot.
To play Manic Miner.
Well, precisely. Or Chucky Egg, or those things. I moved from the BBC B onto... I had to make a decision as a teenager, because you could only go one way or the other. Was it going to be Sega, or was it going to be Nintendo? You could have the Mega Drive, or you could have the SNES. It was Oasis and Blur, but in sort of video games form.
Yeah.
And it was basically whatever your mum or dad got you. That's what team you were on.
Which one they got from Argos.
Yeah. And then you had to be staunchly, you know, on that. It was like Brexit, in a sense. It was like there was no meeting in the middle.
Yep.
You were just enemies.
Yeah.
Based on an arbitrary decision.
But in terms of games now, you know, you've returned to them, and I know you're hosting these BAFTA Game Awards.
The BAFTA Game Awards tomorrow, live on Twitch.
That's right. And so, when did you get back? I mean, do you play now?
I used to use it as a sort of as a way of, I don't know, when I'd be writing a book, say, and if you get to a certain point where you just don't know what comes next, you've got a problem, a good thing to do is to go away and think of something else. And so I would play a game, and it's kind of, it distracts you and it frees you up. And I managed to convince my wife that this is a legitimate excuse.
Well done.
And why, whenever she came in, I was always playing a video game.
Yeah.
It's part of the process.
Good.
But I would Call of Duty, Battlefield, things like that.
Yeah.
I enjoy Rocket League. Do you know what that is?
No. Oh, yeah, I know this.
There he is. It's basically football with cars.
Cars, yeah.
Football with cars.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't kick cars into a goal.
Yeah.
You are a car.
Right.
Kicking
Drive
a ball.
Oh. Jumping cars.
Jumping cars, exactly.
Right.
You don't see, you look like we're making this up. Like
you lot have had a meeting outside. Let's get in with the car football one.
Exactly.
He'll fall for it.
He'll go straight down the shop.
He doesn't know what Twitch is. He's an idiot. He has no idea.
John, that doesn't exist either, mate.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'm not even doing the BAFTA.
No, I know.
What's up?
Are you Danny Baker? Takes off mask.
Yeah.
It's Danny Baker. All right, so, I'm not interested in that game.
Oh, okay.
But in terms of the ones, so the Game Awards, because obviously they're very filmic now, isn't it? So it's awards for what? Writing, programming, what are the categories, Danny?
There's audio, there's best British game, there's evolving game, which is a game that will kind of update the more you, sort of, the longer you have it. Multiplayer, family, all sorts of games.
Right. And the room.
Board games, ping pong.
Yeah. Board games, I hate as well.
Why?
What?
What? Who are you? I thought I knew you.
I don't like board games.
What?
My heart sings
all board games.
All board games are off the table, quite literally.
Is it the board? Is it the process? Is it... Oh, I know what it is. You're a guy who flies in the face of rules.
Ah, now.
And the first 10 minutes of every board game is someone reading out
the
rules.
That's exactly it.
And just going, I promise, this sounds rubbish, but it will be fun.
And it never is.
It's never fun, is
it? I'm now into the realm of playing games with my children, right? Uh-huh. Who are 7 and 5, right? Yeah. So that sort of thing. So let's play a game. Oh, God. Crazy chefs. Again, all right, fine. You know, and they're easy to understand. There aren't much rules to that, but no. I struggle even with those, if I'm
really?
Honest, if
you
I'm
struggle
honest.
With grammar as well.
Yeah,
there
I did
aren't
there.
Much rules, yeah.
Yeah, I did there, yeah.
What is Crazy Chefs and how do you play it?
Crazy Chefs, what you've got, a board that is a plate shaped thing, and then you turn cards upside down, and then what you have to do is pick the cards up and turn them over, and if they match a picture on your board, you put it there.
So it's like Snap.
But with yourself. Self-snap.
If you like.
Yeah.
But with chefs.
Well, it sounds... Yeah, that's great.
The I'm pitch thinking meeting. Of adapting everyone, it onto a games platform. Yeah. Sorry.
I just like the pitch meeting. They're going, so, and what you do is you've got to have the same card, and they're going, is it like Snap?
Yeah.
Like, well, with chefs. Yeah. So, good enough for me.
There's only two
it's
ideas.
It's on a plate.
Yeah.
Done.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I met the guy who came up with Pie Face. Are you familiar with Pie Face?
Oh, yes, I am. We have Pie Face. That's not a board game. I'm happy with Pie Face.
You're okay with Pie Face?
Yeah, I'm okay with Pie Face.
So, I mean, you know, if no one at home has heard of Pie Face, it's basically like a timer, a bit like Buckaroo, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Except you put your chin in a chin strap, and if the timer goes off, you get pied in the face.
Yeah.
And then children weep with laughter for weeks.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And I knew this guy. I met him pie game face sort of fame.
Yeah.
And then it became one of those things when you're walking down the street, and you'd hear dads talking with kids about Pie Face.
Everyone's covered in foam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I've now started plugging Pie Face when I'm here for the BAFTAs.
Danny Wallace will plug more things he's got nothing to do with in the next bit of the show. We'll take traffic... I've been doing a breakfast show all week as well.
I've unnerved you, haven't I?
And I'm like...
Grammar.
Yeah.
Make your own rules up. It's what you do anyway when you're playing chef's pastry, whatever it's called.
Chef face.
Right.
Talk Radio. Danny Wallace is with us. We'll talk to you more after this.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Goldilocks and the Two Bears. The Two Musketeers. The Two Amigos. The Two Tenors. The Two Little Pigs. Somehow, it doesn't feel the same, does it? Because great things come in threes. Like the Renault Clio, Captur and Kadjar. Three great cars, 3 years 0% APR representative, 3 years free servicing. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, order by 15th of May and register by 30th of June. Servicing limited to 30,000 miles. Participating dealers, T's and C's at renault.co.uk/offers.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a Local Hero for that and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Hungry citizens of Britain, with Just Eat, the food you really want is just a tap away. So picture that perfect pizza, set your sights on a classic curry. Say, why the heck not, to sweet and sour chicken. Then fire up the Just Eat app, for tonight we feast like kings. Your favourite local restaurants are standing by. Download the Just Eat app or go online to order now.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime. For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still queues on the westbound M62. This is towards a broken down lorry around junction 31 for Castleford. To the north and south of Burton, there's roadworks on the A38, so delays in both directions, I'm afraid, as you pass the town. M42 south around junction 5 for Solihull is busy because of a breakdown. There's congestion into Swindon on Great Western Way. It's still closed from the M4 at junction 16 because of an accident. That's heading into town. And the top of the M25 is busy anti-clockwise because of a breakdown around junction 25 for Enfield. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ladies and gentlemen, BT's 14-day unmissable sale is now on. Save £150 over 12 months when you go for fibre optic unlimited infinity and unlimited UK weekend calls with TV. It comes with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. But hurry, BT's 14-day unmissable sale must end on Monday the 10th of April. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more today.
Price and content may change. New BT Infinity and BT TV customers 12-month term. £150 savings versus previous combined 12-month new customer subscription prices. Calls up to 1 hour to standard UK landlines. Read out to avoid charges. Subject to availability, minimum line speed and PC spec. Pay by direct debit. Exclusions and terms apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The next Full Set Breakfast is Thursday, which is Thursday. The mighty hammer-wielding Norse god controls the storms, the lightning, the thunder and the wind. And talking of wind, it's me, Paul Ross, full of hot air, waiting to take your calls on the Full Set Breakfast. And you don't have to be from the Shetland Isles to give me a call. It's the Viking to your liking. Yep, the next Full Set Breakfast for me, Paul Ross, covering the country from Cornwall to the Cromarty Firth. Wherever that is.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I knew there was a reason you were here. Right, 22 minutes past 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Danny Wallace is with us.
That's not me.
No, what,
playing,
this?
Playing that.
No.
You made it sound like I just, like, rocked out.
Yeah, did you not?
Well, I tapped my foot.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. Danny Wallace is here. He does many things. One of them isn't rocking out, but he is hosting the... what is it?
It's the BAFTA Game Awards,
yeah, isn't it? Yeah, it's on live on
about six-ish
Twitchy.
Yeah, 4:30.
Twitch. Good. Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
You've been living in LA, haven't you?
What research you do.
Yeah, I know.
What research? You know, a little peek behind the scenes for your listeners. Dave literally just told John that, and now John is claiming it as his own knowledge.
That's right. Yeah.
Dreadful.
I did already know.
Welcome to my entire career. Mm.
I live in LA at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a nice place.
And you flew over for this interview.
Yeah, it's not very convenient for seeing people.
It's just done it down the line.
Yeah.
We spoke to Coolio the other day from LA. He managed it.
Did he?
He didn't fly over.
Oh, well, I'll pull a Coolio next time.
Do.
No, hang on.
That's wrong. That's a paradise you don't want. all right, so what you doing in LA then, Danny, and all that stuff?
Hanging out, being in the sun, nice. Writing, nice. Walking about, looking at things, making little observations and writing them down.
Yep.
That's what I do. I walk around with a little pen and I tap my lip when I see something interesting and I write it down and I say, that was interesting. And then I weave it into something, like a book or whatever else. But it's nice out there and the family is out there with me and... you know, so we live up a mountain.
Up a mountain?
There are, well, sort of, in the hills. And there are coyotes. They're in my garden. There is a skunk and a raccoon who work together as a team and who think they're like a couple of geniuses, but they're not. And you just, every now and again, just over the window, just their little heads pop up together.
Yeah.
And they see me. And they sort of see me as a friend, but also an enemy, I think.
Yeah.
I guard my food from them.
A frenemy.
A frenemy.
Yeah.
A frenemy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of frenemies out there.
Tell us.
Well, I see what you're doing.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You're trying to guide me, and I was trying to make it more subtle.
No!
But we'll just go straight in.
No point in doing that.
So, down the road, my son's school...
Let me just explain that we had this conversation off air, and then I said, I want to talk about that, and now I've guided you there.
Yeah, you have. Well, we've stumbled there, haven't we?
We have, really, yeah.
I tried to make it as, you know, much of a glide as possible. Yeah.
Would you say, Dan, when we were having this conversation off air,
so much smoother.
It was really good, wasn't
really
it?
Really good.
Natural.
Organic.
Yeah.
It felt right.
Oh, but me and you, Danny, we're like the skunk and raccoon of this studio right now.
We are, aren't we? Yeah.
We're bringing a game.
Do you have any specific questions about son's schoolmates?
Yes, I do, because your son's gone to sort of an American state school, hasn't he?
An American state school.
That's right.
It's just a really nice school.
Really
you
nice.
Know how, like in British schools, I just thought back to his end of year show in his British school, which was a lovely school, but it was like a couple of kids in a leaky church hall playing recorders badly.
Mm.
Cap 2, you get to America, and their sort of end-of-year show, it's like Glee. There are little kids doing backflips, close-knit harmonies. Yeah. Everyone's got, like, a Shakespeare monologue they can do. But there's some, you know, an unusual gathering of kids. And what you're asking me to say is that my son's frenemy at school.
Yes.
I'm not sure I should really say this, but he's probably not listening.
Yeah, go on.
Is Pharrell's son.
He does listen to it.
Oh, no! Pharrell's little boy, right. He's a delight, but there's some friction.
Is there?
Friction and fractious.
Friction and fraction. You only watch your grammar.
I do. Yeah, that was really syntax. But So my son, it's that weird thing where you see the celebrities walk amongst you. In Los Angeles, yeah. You see them everywhere. I remember being in a traffic jam and seeing a mad old man walking down the road, just waving at cars, just madly waving. And I said to my friend, "Who's this? Who's this mad old fella?" And he just went, "That's the noted actor Sidney Poitier." And I was like, "Why is he waving at everyone?" He went, "Because everyone's waving at him. Because everyone knows it's Sidney Poitier."
There you go.
So my radar is low for those things.
Yeah. And so have you invited Pharrell's son round your house at all for tea? Or
well,
just
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. You know, they've got their differences. They've got to sort them out.
Yeah.
And it's all because my son spotted Pharrell's son hiding. During a game of hide and seek, and over-enthusiastically wanted to join in, pointed out where Pharrell's son was hiding. Mm-hmm. And Pharrell's son came up and ripped up my son's bit of paper that had his Beatles lyrics on.
My God.
So, what? I mean, I don't want to have to go round to Pharrell's house.
I think you should.
And be like, Pharrell.
Yeah.
You've got to talk. I'm a dad from school. Because I find him, you know, he's a charming man when you see interviews with him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Unlike you, clearly.
Unlike me, yeah.
Picking people up on their grin tax or whatever.
What I love about that is, I said the syntax thing, we all had a little laugh, moved on. Then I talked at some length about, and I could see just a pair of dead eyes looking back at me. Because he wasn't thinking about it. He was obsessed.
Yeah. The anger was
I'll tell you what actually nearly happened, right? And that's why I was doing that. Because obviously you did that.
Yeah.
And then I was going to call you the wrong word for a pedant. But I realised that would probably be unbroadcastable. So, I was going to accuse you of pedantry.
Yes.
You can see where I was going to go.
Yes.
And then I was thinking better of it.
Yeah,
and
I was
walked
talking
away.
About, yeah.
You see?
Absolutely. Well done.
Thank you.
I thought you broke the rules.
Yeah, not that one.
You stick to them, don't you?
Not that one there.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
No, I'm not doing it. So you're hosting the BAFTA Game Awards.
BAFTA Game Awards.
When is it? When is it? Is
it's
it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Broadcast on Twitch.
On Twitch, is it? Yeah, that's great.
Is FIFA nominated?
Oh, there we go.
Is FIFA nominated? Well, that's a good question.
On your crib sheet.
Well, look, yeah, I mean, you know, usually FIFA is.
Do you want me to help you?
It could be under evolving. Yeah. It could be under multiplayer. Oh, it's not there. This could get awkward.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say it isn't. It is. Let's just say if it isn't, it is in our hearts.
That's the only game I play, though.
Yeah. Oh.
So I feel like I'm a loser now.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to watch it on Twitch then, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm boycotting the awards.
Yeah, good for you. But there's always Rocket League, which is nominated for evolving. Yeah.
BAFTA Game Awards, so not FIFA. Hashtag. So on FIFA. Yeah, you want more diversity in it.
Yeah.
You want to get some FIFA in there.
You do. I'm sure FIFA was on there.
Knowing actual FIFA, you would have thought there'd be a backhander to get them nominated.
You'd think so.
From FIFA.
Well, the next one's going to be set in Qatar. So it's going to be absolutely fine.
Listen, Danny Wallace, what a pleasure it was.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
And when are you going back?
I'm going back Friday morning.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Well, regards to Pharrell.
Thank you. I'll pass that on as I angrily pound on his door.
Good. Danny Wallace with us this afternoon. He's doing the...
It's the BAFTA Game Awards.
And what is it on Twitch?
Twitch.
Twitch.
Yeah.
No idea. Thank you. Now you have to leave.
I'm going.
Okay. Danny Wallace, leave the building.
Don't talk about me.
I don't like his attitude.
I like
Still
this.
In the next bit of the programme, there will be your chance to identify the tune as blown from the lips of a homosexual pensioner. It's the old gay whistle test. It's back. It's coming up. There's a game of dead or alive. You could get your hands on some meat, chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. Up for grabs during that. The big debate at 3 o'clock. It's 2:30 now, though. Victoria has got the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
UN health officials believe chemical weapons were used in an attack in northern Syria that's killed dozens of people. The World Health Organization says victim symptoms are consistent with exposure to nerve agents. The European Council president has joined those condemning the attack, as evidence suggests President Assad was behind it. Donald Tusk says others too are not without blame.
The Syrian regime bears the primary responsibility for the atrocities. But all those who support the regime share the moral and political responsibility for the situation.
The Dean of Westminster has told a special service at Westminster Abbey that violence and hatred are not the answer. John Hall led the event 2 weeks after a terror attack outside. It was attended by survivors, victims' families and other religious leaders. A third person has been arrested after a toddler was bitten by a dog in Chatham in Kent yesterday. The little girl is still critically ill in hospital, but her condition is now no longer life-threatening. A woman who wanted to claim damages after a worker photographed her urinating at Donald Trump's Aberdeenshire golf course has lost her case. Carol Rowan Bates sought £3,000, accusing staff of breaching data protection laws by secretly filming her when she was caught short at the Menny estate. A staff member said he'd taken photos of the 62-year-old for evidence of a criminal act. And Radio 2 has mistakenly announced the death of one of its former presenters, Brian Matthew. The BBC has issued a statement saying the 88-year-old, who used to host its Sound of the 60s programme, is actually critically ill. The corporation says they were wrongly told he died overnight by close family and friends. The weather turning cloudy, but staying mostly dry. The best of any sunshine across the southwest of England, with highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Well, that's a bit of a mistake, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Always check the sources, Victoria. You know that as a journalist.
Yeah.
Don't double check.
You need to have more than one.
There you go.
And the BBC has to be particularly careful.
Yeah. I mean, you can say any old thing, no one cares. But you're absolutely right. Now, thank you, Victoria. In an hour's time, Victoria will bring us today's bonus news, of course. That means she has to report on either animal news, vegetable news and mineral news to make the time up, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be and she gets paid the same. Today's vegetable news, I understand.
Correct.
Anything? Have you started research?
No. Oh. I've been eating a veggie chilli.
Will that be in vegetable news?
Knowing Victoria, probably it'll be the lead story.
It was delicious.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
Well, spoiler alert. All right, stay tuned for that, if nothing else. Next, Ellie's here. Work experience punditry. We're talking about hipster nonsense. It's Friday. It's Wednesday. That's when we do it. Wednesday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians. Just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. Yes, you are listening to Talk Radio. And it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Ellie's here. She is work experiencing with us today, and she is tasked with, well, you know, photocopying, making the tea, that sort of thing. But it's all right, because we've dragged her away from it. We are the, I think I'm right in saying, possibly the only broadcast outlet, or indeed outlet of any kind, to allow their work experiences to do some proper work. It's where we put them front and centre, in front and centre of a microphone, and ask them to review stuff. And we tell them it's to give them a leg up into the industry, a very difficult industry, media, to get into, famously. And you know, we'd like to reach out a helping hand and pull those work experiences up into the the arena they so crave to be part of. That's what we tell them. The truth is, we don't have to pay them. They're literally free. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Hi there. Ellie brings us hipster nonsense. Always does. Always brings us hipster nonsense. What have you got, Ellie?
So first up, I thought we'd stick with the gaming theme, seeing as we've had a bit of that today.
Very good theming.
So thank you very much. You know, I'm a professional. So coming to Washington, D.C. is a Super Mario-themed bar. So after the old school video game. And basically it comes with like floating mushrooms, the mystery boxes that you can pretend to jump up and hit, piranha plants coming out of green warp pipes, and creatively named cocktails as well.
Right.
I think it sounds really, really cool.
So it's like a set...
Yeah.
A sort of themed...
You can't actually... It's not like you run along like a treadmill and then pretend... Although that would be better if you could pretend to be part of the game by doing that.
Yeah.
But no, you basically go in, you can take some photos, and they serve you some nice cocktails. So, like, what doesn't kill you makes you smaller. Because, you know, in the game, if you...
John doesn't need that.
Did you drink lots of that
very
cocktail,
good, very good,
John?
Yeah, carry on. Carry on, Cornelius, carry on.
Carry on me?
Carry on.
I think you drank too much of that.
Yeah, very good.
That's your signature drink, isn't it, John?
Very good.
It's made you very small. You had it, is it a short drink?
Very strong, very good.
Is it?
Yeah. Anything else?
Is the drink sort of balding?
Anything else you want to say on your last day?
I think that's it. But you just
Ellie, you're the new producer and sidekick. Well, welcome. See, I told you this would get you a job in the end.
Just don't mention his height. He doesn't like it.
Dave's final tip. So what, in terms of, what is it, in sort of, they've taken over a warehouse or something to do this? Or
so they've basically taken over another bar, and then they have, so they've taken over another bar, and they've kind of decorated it all as if it's a Super Mario-themed course.
Yeah.
But it's only a pop-up, so it's only around for a little short while.
Of course it's a pop-up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's a pop-up, in pop-up. And the game, now, what happened in that one?
Do you know anything about games at all?
No, I know Manic Miner.
I don't know what that is.
I know about the BAFTA Game Awards.
Oh, me too. Yes. Danny Wallace is hosting that.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Live on Twitch.
It's on Twitch.
Yeah.
On Twitch.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what Twitch is?
I do know what Twitch is.
Okay, I didn't.
No.
What at all? Didn't you see it when it went viral? Because they basically had a computer. Well, they had it where you could kind of contribute to a Pokemon game, and it was trying to complete the game, and basically everyone could type a command in as and when they wanted, and they saw how long it took to complete the game.
Great. So tell us about the Super Mario.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
So this is themed around, you know, the game where it's like a platforming game where the screen moves along and you have to kind of run and battle, like jump over enemies and kill them. If they bump into you and you've got special power, then you can either lose that power or shrink, which is the cocktail. Nick, got it?
Yeah.
And then, you can jump up to like mystery boxes, which are boxes with question marks on them, and they'll kind of unlock power-ups and coins and things like that.
I see. Right. It sounds horrific.
It's one of the most classic games of all time.
No, I mean the bar, the pop-up bar.
The bar, okay,
The pop-up bar.
The pop-up bar.
If they base one on Manic Miner, come back and tell me about
Where
it.
Where is it? I want to go.
It's in Washington, D.C.
Wait, that's not there, is it?
No. It's not here.
It's horrible. what are the... we're going to get take traffic and travel, but okay. What are the... Just tease us towards where we're going now with your horrible roundup of hipster nonsense. If it pops up, it pops into Ellie's review.
It's true. Mm. So coming up, we have basically lots of people doing things with food they probably shouldn't be doing.
Oh, God, themed cafes again. come to our new pop-up cafe. We've got a pop-up cafe. Have you really? It's popped up. It's only here for half an hour.
No pop-ups, John. Just wait and see what I've got in store.
Oh, it's only here for half an hour. It's pop-up. Oh, come and drink our coffee. We don't get cups at our cafe. No, what you do is you choose an artisan coffee that's been hand-whittled by ex-offenders.
The coffee or the mug?
There isn't a mug. That's the point.
Okay, got it.
It's a mugless coffee shop. And what you do is, once again, I'm coming up with hipster ideas that are better than yours, right, is you, it's artisan. And the coffee's been whittled.
Right.
And then there aren't cups. And what happens instead is a homeless man dips his beard in the coffee of your choice and you suck it out of his beard.
That sounds very trendy.
And it's £8 a lick. Pop-up cafes. More of them coming up with Ellie's hipster nonsense next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
And they're off. Coming up on the inside, it's the one your wife liked to look of, followed by the one your dog picked, chasing the one you got in a sweepstake, taking the lead.
There's a better way to pick your horses with the Sun's free favourite pullout every day of the Aintree Festival. Get all the top tips on the form, the fences and the favourites every day. Free sweepstake kit on Friday, plus a free £1 Grand National bet at Ladbrokes on Saturday. Starts Thursday only in the Sun. Free bet in shops only. Conditions apply. 18 plus. Gamble aware.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Your business is growing. Fantastic. But you need to hire fast. Enter Indeed.com, already used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. And with more people in the UK using Indeed than any other job site, you'll find more great candidates and sooner on Indeed. Find your next hire on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. World's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage.
And the national living wage. It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 is looking really slow moving. This is westbound towards a breakdown near Junction 31 for Castleford. A breakdown on the M42 has left some southbound delays from Junction 7 down to 5. So as you head down to Solihull, all traffic was stopped briefly to get a van out of the outside lane. Restrictions have all been lifted now, though. The top of the M25 is busy anti-clockwise towards 25 at Enfield. A coach is broken down there. And I'm afraid you still can't get into Swindon from the M4 at Junction 16 along Great Western Way. It's still closed into town following an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Ladies and gentlemen, BT's 14-day unmissable sale is now on. Save £150 over 12 months when you go for fibre optic unlimited infinity and unlimited UK weekend calls with TV. It comes with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi versus major broadband providers. But hurry, BT's 14-day unmissable sale must end on Monday the 10th of April. Visit bt.com/sale to find out more today.
Price and content may change. New BT Infinity and BT TV customers 12-month term. £150 savings versus previous combined 12-month new customer subscription prices. Calls up to 1 hour to standard UK landlines. Read out to avoid charges. Subject to availability, minimum line speed and PC spec. Pay by direct debit. Exclusions and terms apply.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories, original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the news then, if you are familiar with it, it brings you up to date with current events. But often, such as today, Jeremy Corbyn, of course, has been saying that the press and the media do not do enough to report the good work the Labour Party is doing. That's what he said. North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan. Ken Livingstone's been banging on about Hitler again, probably. The news is quite complicated.
Oh, John.
Yes.
I cannot get my head around it.
No, well, many cannot, Cornelius, but as you know, we are here to help you through the news by drip-feeding it through short-form Oriental verse. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. We do present the news in haikus.
May speaks to Saudis with her head uncovered. Hope they don't chop it off.
The news in haiku. Wednesday afternoon, Talk Radio, 2:45. We are with Ellie. Ellie is our work experience, one of our work experiences, our work experience I, to give it the plural. And we, of course, have dragged her away from work experience duty to give her proper work experience. It's what we do with our work experiences. To quit work experience punditry, the reviewing of stuff, film. We do film, we do music, we do geeky, gadgety stuff, we do television. On a Wednesday, we bring you a roundup of hipster nonsense, the sort of pop-up crap that turns up because it's the stupid idea of someone with a square beard that's got cereal stuck in it. It's there for 5 minutes, it goes away again, and probably costs you £20 to do whatever it is it is. We've already talked about a Super Mario-themed
Cocktail bar,
thank you. I'd forgotten already. And what's next? What fresh hell?
So you know that we all love a good food trend in the hipster world. So I'm currently going to tell you about the rarest cheese in the whole world.
Ooh.
It's so it goes for $500 a pound, right? And it's made from donkey milk.
Donkey milk?
Donkey milk.
Is that, are you thinking, is this a Donkey Kong thing?
No. Oh. Literally, for real, someone is out there in Serbia milking donkeys and then turning their milk into cheese.
Sorry, literally, Pharrell is out in Serbia.
That explains why his son's behaving badly. Yeah. You had to listen to the last half an hour of the program to get that. That won't make any sense. Otherwise, never mind, don't matter. Move on. Right, so how do you milk a donkey?
So you just milk a donkey like you would normally, but the problem is...
Normally? Who normally milks a donkey?
How do you milk a donkey sounds like the setup to a great joke.
It was going to be. Carefully. Which is also a type of cheese.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But anyway, for a rubbish punchline was just like normally.
Yeah. Well, that's what you that's what she said.
Yeah.
But who normally milks a donkey?
Well, just how you would milk an animal, generally.
Yeah, but you don't, no one milks a donkey.
Well, one guy in Serbia does.
Well, he does, yeah.
He's making $500 a pound for his cheese.
I mean, well done him. But at the end of the day, what makes you look... You know, this is a man I don't trust him now. Because at the end of the day, he's a man who looked at a donkey, possibly saw it in a field, just going past a field.
Right.
Yeah, in rural Serbia. Was it Serbia?
Yeah, Serbia, yeah.
Yeah, rural Serbia. Just out for a walk, saw a donkey in a field, possibly tilted his head on one side and went, what would happen if I milked that?
But think about it, John. Who first milked a cow? Mm. Who looked at a cow and was like, that's where we want to go?
Well, I agree. I've often wondered that. That is also true. And why? And fair enough, why is it we are happy with cow's milk? Mm. Right? But if, you know, but if someone said, do you want a glass of donkey milk? You're going to say no, aren't you?
Same, isn't it?
And goat's milk is kind of... Some people like goat's milk.
Yeah.
It's right? On the fence, isn't it, goat's milk?
Yeah. But other... Dog milk? No, don't drink that, do we?
It's true.
Badger milk?
Well, there aren't many of them left, so...
Well, but even so, I see your point in that why do we go for a cow?
Well, the thing is that donkey milk is really hard to make cheese out of because it doesn't have enough something called casein in it. Mm. So basically, it's really hard to curdle it to get your curds in your way.
Yeah. So this guy's an idiot because he's chosen the hardest milk to try and make cheese out of.
But he apparently...
Said, do you want this bit of cheese? And he said, where did it come from? He says, some guy in Serbia that milked the donkey.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow that trend up to the most expensive cheese in the world, isn't it?
Well, because of the rarity, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, you'd have to pay me 500 quid to milk a donkey.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want to do
it. Apparently it has a rich and nutty flavour.
Great. Good.
You got some.
And what do you say when you offer that donkey...
Well, this is going to be an awful joke.
What do you say when you offer
everyone.
The...
Music off.
What do you say, when you offer the donkey cheese to someone?
I don't know, John. What do you say when you offer the donkey cheese to someone?
Eo.
I don't think it works without the hand gesture. So people, listeners at home are just going, what? I don't get that.
Eo.
John is gesturing handing over something.
As if to say, here you are.
And from thence the humour arises.
Yeah. It's very good.
Thank you very much.
But it's hard to make the cheese.
Yeah.
Because of the casing matter.
Yeah.
The casing matter.
Are you doing a joke?
He is, yeah. What's the casing matter?
Well, it's the matter of the casing. Yeah. Not being enough in the donkey milk.
Needs to be sharper, that
punchline. You need to do a hand gesture. Milk a donkey hand gesture. Don't ever do that again. No. That's not right at all. All right, donkey cheese. Where now?
It gets a little bit less weird now. A little bit fewer red. There's obviously a massive trend of mashups in hipster culture, and the latest one is a wave of sushi mashups. So not content with eating sushi, you know, as you normally would, there's basically a bar in New York City which is creating a sushi burger. So the buns are made from sushi rice, and then there's some spicy tuna, then some seaweed salad as like your garnish, watermelon radish, cucumber, pickled ginger, and then lots of different sauces, and it's finished off with wasabi and tempura.
I like the sound of this one.
No, I don't. Yeah. You get sticky rice on your fingers when you pick it up.
I like the sound of this one. This is... So is it burger-sized?
Yes, yeah,
so
it's like...
Or is it a little mini burger?
No, it's burger-sized, so your sushi
rice... It's quite a lot of rice, isn't it, then?
True, but I think it's quite a lot of filling as well, if you think about it, so it probably balances out quite nicely.
Yeah. That's a good... Is that coming here?
Well, it's in New York, but, you know, these trends might follow.
Yeah, I like... Well, I don't mind... I like the sound of that one, if I'm honest. I think that's all right.
Well, if you like that one... There's also sushi burritos in New York. So you basically go in and it looks a bit like, you know, either like a Chipotle or a Subway where it's got all the different toppings and fillings you can have in a bar in front of you.
Right.
And then instead of rolling a burrito, you know how you would with like a tortilla wrap, they have like sushi rolls instead, so you can kind of create your own sushi burrito.
I've
and they are... Humongous. Do you like them?
I've had one. It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're huge, aren't they?
Yeah, huge. A lot of rice.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it is. It's heavy on the stomach, but a joy in the heart.
Well, until you die of a heart attack, but yeah, fine. So this is, we've talked about food mashups before, and this is just the latest. You just get the impression there's all hipsters sitting at home just thinking, oh, what hasn't someone done? What two foodstuffs can I make a thing out of?
We saw one on the internet today. I showed you one in the office, didn't we? The pizza cake.
There was a pizza cake.
Yeah, which was a really... It was more like a pizza pie, but that's already a thing.
Yeah.
It was a pie shape. It's about that thick.
It was 9 inches thick.
Yeah, and
it's huge.
It was just big pizza, really, wasn't
it? Was like pizza on top of pizza on top of pizza, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So have you seen like spaghetti pie? No. Have you seen this? So you get like a dish.
Isn't he a YouTuber? I'm sure.
Maybe you're being down with the kids.
Yeah,
that is astonishing knowledge. That's only because of the news, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it was in the news, wasn't it? Spaghetti pie. I know who he is.
What's his real name? What's his real name?
Dan.
No, what's the actual YouTuber name?
PewDiePie.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm just testing.
Yeah.
I just had a looked at a picture of spaghetti pie, and it looks delicious.
How's he doing it?
It's basically, so it's like you take a pie dish, and then you basically just layer loads of spaghetti.
Oh my
god,
that looks amazing!
Yeah, and then cheese on the top, and you cut into it, and it's just like a solid piece of like pie-shaped spaghetti.
Yeah, but spaghetti. How does it stay solid?
It's
being
just
spaghetti,
a lot of sauce and
density.
Cheese and baking.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh god.
John's having a look now.
Oh, that does look good, doesn't it? where's that? Is that in New York as well?
No, I think that, like, I'm pretty sure that's like a one of those, you know, the Facebook videos you see where they're like, here's all these delicious things you can cook.
Well, no, I don't. I've never watched that. But where, I'm asking
you
where I can get a spaghetti pie.
Make it in your house.
Can't I buy a spaghetti pie?
I don't know, maybe. I've never bought one, but I've seen that you can make them. They look delicious. And I don't really think you can go wrong, because all you're really doing is just putting loads of spaghetti into like a pie dish and then putting loads of cheese on top and then baking it.
There's lots of recipes online, John.
You should try it.
Well, thanks for the tip, everyone. I know people like the baking and the cooking, so I'm glad we've got a cookery spot now. We'll get the ratings up. The thing is, though, that you can presumably, if sitting around as a hipster at home, if you just do come up with ideas, though, and just film yourself too. I mean, I've always thought you could have a cake pie.
Right.
Right, which is, because pies are nice, and cake is nice. So a cake pie.
Are you, like, chopping up cake, putting it in a pie dish and putting pastry over it?
I think I am.
Okay.
I haven't really figured it out yet.
So the filling of the pie,
but it's the
is
next big thing.
Mashed up cake.
I don't know whether it's just,
or is it just a piece of cake?
It's a cake
in a pie
with pastry
like
around
cake.
It.
So you just coat a cake
with pastry.
With pastry,
or it's loads of different cakes
right.
that you do mash up and just put in a pie.
That doesn't sound nice. That sounds too dry.
It's stupid. True.
All right. Well, you could put some
gravy on it.
Gravy.
No.
Yeah. Melted donkey cheese. Delicious. Bit of Battenberg with some melted donkey cheese on it. Look, you say, you come in here with your stupid hipster ideas. I'm throwing them at you. You're going, in PP, your idea, John. Yeah, no. But my ideas are still better.
I mean, sometimes.
What's another thing you've got?
So another thing on the idea of food is, so two cookery students in America have created these glittering chocolate geodes. So imagine like a massive 50-pound Easter egg, right? And when you chop it up and cut it open, what they've done is they've taken sugar crystals and they've grown them inside the egg so it looks like a geode, and they all shimmer in the light as well. It's amazing.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
What are they called?
So they're called chocolate geodes.
Chocolate geodes.
Yeah.
This is the sort of thing that would get Cadbury's right into trouble.
Not Easter chocolate geodes.
Yeah, not those, yeah.
But yes, they're literally like £50. Is it not price? Like, that's how heavy they are.
But how much are they to buy?
I think they're for sale.
How much is a chocolate geode?
Have a look. They look really cool.
Just having a look on the internet. They do look quite impressive. Like when you go to a gemstone shop and buy some quartz or something that's been cut in half. So you get that sort of centre. I mean, they do look like that.
Yeah.
Can you eat them?
Yes, so they're edible. Yeah, they're chocolate and sugar, basically.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't think that'd be that nice, though.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Fill it with cake.
No, actually, yeah.
Fill it with
that
cake.
That would work.
And, and gravy.
Not gravy. Yeah.
And not
melted
cheese.
Donkey cheese.
Yeah. All right. Well, that turned more into a food review. So next
You're
time...
You're fired.
Yeah. Next time you come, get it right. Right, so
Right.
That was Ellie. With pop-up hipster nonsense. Food nonsense today. A bit of a special for you there. Thank you, Ellie, for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And there'll be more Work Experience Punditry tomorrow as we review geeky, gadgety stuff, because that's what we do. In the next half hour of the programme, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be a man, he's Terry. He's our friend Terry. He hasn't been on the show for a while. He is an old age pensioner, and he's gay, and he will be blowing a tune, and you have to identify it. It's the old gay whistle test. That's going. As well as your chance to get your hands on some meat. It's a meaty souvenir of your time spent with us on the programme in a game of Dead or Alive. Here's how to register your interest. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Q, the big sale at Network Q. The best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Q. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Cue retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide, open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint, trade brands, trade prices, trade only. TradePoint!
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a sad blame for deadly gas attack. Royals lead service of hope. And Nan loses Trump golf course case.
Talk Radio.
The Foreign Secretary says all the evidence suggests Syria's government is to blame for a chemical attack which has killed dozens of people and sparked global outrage. 20 children are thought to be among the dead. Pierre Carambul is Commissioner General at the UN's Relief and Works Agency.
This is a reminder to us that we must refuse the notion that wars are inevitable and that it is not enough simply to carry out humanitarian aid week after week, year after year. Political solutions are what are needed.
The country's government has denied responsibility. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry have attended a multi-faith service 2 weeks after the Westminster terror attack. Survivors, as well as families of the victims, were part of almost 2,000-strong congregation at Westminster Abbey. Labour is going to start a new investigation into Ken Livingstone's behaviour following his suspension from the party. The former Mayor of London had expected to be kicked out for controversial comments regarding Adolf Hitler and Zionism, but still stands by his remarks. The decision to only suspend him has angered some Labour MPs, including Deputy Leader Tom Watson, who has this message for members of the British Jewish community.
Don't let the actions of Ken Livingstone distract you from fighting against anti-Semitism in all its causes. There are thousands of people in the Labour Party who are committed to it, and we want to make sure that we stamp out anti-Semitism wherever it exists, even in our own party.
A little girl bitten by a dog in Kent yesterday is no longer in a life-threatening condition. Three people have now been arrested. And a woman who had tried to claim £3,000 in damages after a worker took pictures of her urinating at President Trump's Scottish golf course has lost her case. 62-year-old Carol Rowan claims staff had breached data protection laws by secretly filming her. A judge said the photo shouldn't have been taken but didn't agree with her argument.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
When you did your headline tease for that story,
yeah.
Read it again.
Nan loses Trump golf course case.
It sounded like it was, you were talking about your nan.
Is she your nan?
I'm not related to her.
No, I'm just checking.
My grandma doesn't pee on golf courses.
Who does she pee?
Who does she pee? Who asked that question? Who does she pee?
To be fair, that is not the natural follow-up question.
No, it's not, John.
Yeah, but
that's twisted and horrible. You know, and if my grandma could hear you...
Did she listen to this?
No.
What's her name?
No, she's deaf.
Molly Knight. She's alive. She just
no,
recently...
No,
I said deaf. Oh. I thought you killed off my grandma.
That would have been harsh.
Wow. You killed her off.
Yeah, she's not. She's absolutely fine.
Yeah, Molly Knight... 89th birthday the other day.
Aw, hi Molly.
She probably can't hear you.
No, she's deaf.
Well, she's just not listening to you, is she?
No.
Probably.
Your mum listens, though, doesn't she?
Often, yeah. And she is with my mum at the moment.
Ah, so now.
Maybe.
There you go.
Well, I will ask.
Happy birthday,
heard.
Molly.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
And I'm glad it wasn't you that weed on a golf course, Molly. Let's be absolutely clear about that.
She will be so embarrassed if she can
hear tell you some things about your granddaughter, though.
The weather!
Talk Radio National Weather.
Getting into Russell Brand
turning
territory
cloudier,
here.
But staying mostly dry. The best of any sunshine across the southwest of England. Highs are 13 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Today, the pre-recorded sport is coming live from a scrapyard where, thanks to the government, all the diesel cars are being scrapped.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte says the current Premier League leaders need extra composure against Manchester City tonight. They're looking to recover from a surprise defeat to Crystal Palace. They'll go into the game with a 7-point advantage at the summit. Second place Tottenham are at Swansea this evening, with boss Mauricio Pochettino refusing to give up on the Premier League title until his side are mathematically out of contention. Liverpool in third take on Bournemouth, while Arsenal play West Ham, and there's a big game between two relegation rivals, with Hull facing Middlesbrough. Finally, England's Chris Wokes and Ben Duckett are two of Wisden's cricketers of the year. Others included this year are Pakistan captain Misbah Ul-Haq, Yunus Khan, and Middlesex seamer Toby Rowland-Jones. And the IPL starts with Bangalore against Hyderabad. You can hear that live over on TalkSport 2 later this afternoon. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. That was Ben. He had the sport. It was live from a scrapyard where all of the diesel cars are being scrapped thanks to the government's new toxin tax. That was Ben. Now, Talk Radio, big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate is here now. So we know, of course, that yesterday it was Cadbury's being blamed by the church for nailing Easter to a chocolate cross. And today another famous brand is all over the internet for all the wrong reasons, as Pepsi come under attack from snowflakes everywhere because Kendall Jenner, whatever that is, has managed to stop a riot with a Pepsi. Awesome. It's a new Pepsi advert, and apparently she, the Jenner, has culturally appropriated some bottled fizz by giving a drink of it to a riot officer on a Black Lives Matter march, suggesting that Pepsi can lead to love and peace rather than the police shooting unarmed African Americans in the back. Now, it's either that or, once again, like with Cadbury yesterday, it's free PR for a foodstuff. But could it turn the tables on the well-known brand, given the backlash? Well, on the line is Alan, Talk Radio listener Alan. He's called 0344 the number. And good afternoon, Alan. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Alan. Good to talk to you. Nice of you to join us. So you were listening to me say that, weren't you? You heard me say the word tables there, and that prompted you to phone in. You want to see an end to tables, is that right?
This is John. I don't appreciate you talking about tables when I'm trying to sit here and have my lunch on my lap, obviously.
Yeah, all right.
What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing?
Do you find it offensive?
Yes. Crudely offensive. It's like one of the most offensive words you can use on the radio.
Yes, it is.
I can mention a few others, but I'm not going to.
No, don't.
I'm not that type of person,
no,
am I?
No, all right, Alan, no. But no, look, the reason you're absolutely right. I know the word tables offends people, but, you know, we're discussing it in an adult way, and it's right and proper that we use it in the right context. All about context. So if I say the word table...
Stop it.
All right, no, can't. Because if I say it, it's because we're going to discuss it in a calm and rational manner. That's why you phoned
you say that, but I don't know how calm I can be. I'm holding on to this as much as I can, John. But
what is it you don't like about them?
Look, stems from childhood, as most of these things do.
Yeah.
My mum, she always told me to watch my table manners.
Yes. Yeah?
But I could never watch them. What? I tried and tried and tried, but I could never... bloody do it. So, when I moved out, I never had a table. Never.
Right.
So now I can put my elbows wherever I bloody want.
Yeah. Do you have manners, though, generally speaking?
Well, obviously, yes. I will hold a door open for a dog.
Yeah.
Or, you know, get an old lady halfway across the road. I'm not a complete, you know, swine.
No.
I'm not a horrible person.
No, to be clear, sorry, just pick you up on a point. Would you hold a door open for a swine? For a pig?
If it looked at me all right, yes.
Okay.
If it didn't acknowledge me, though, that's...
Well, right. All right, hold, just stay on the line for me, Alan, because stay on the line, because I want to bring in another caller who's called in. Geordie, good afternoon, Geordie.
Hello, John. Are
you? Yes. Fine. Alan is railing against, and forgive me, Alan, I'm going to use the word again, tables, because it stems from childhood. He wants to see an end to them. What's your thought on this, Geordie? I understand you're part of the pro-table lobby. You're calling for more tables.
I am. He seemed very, very angry, Al. Very angry. Now, let me just take you through my day for a second, right? Yep. I get out of bed. Yep. My false teeth are in a glass on the bedside table. Now, the water within that glass... it's from the water table, right?
Yeah.
I go down the stairs that are made from tables. I make myself some breakfast soup. I sit at the table to eat it. Up on the wall is the periodic table.
Yes.
I ponder...
It's not a stone table.
All right, Alan. Just let table? Him have his say, Alan. Sorry. Oh. Carry on, Geordie.
Yeah.
I get a book out, right? And it's about the Football League table.
Yeah.
And I go to the front of that book, using the table of contents, I try and find out what table Newcastle are in.
All
now,
right.
I realise I can't read very well, so I just think of the times tables, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 3 is 7, you know, that sort of thing.
Do you have periodic table manners?
No, I don't.
Right. I mean, because that's an important point, isn't it? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you, you know, you, we all know what the periodic table is, you shouldn't put your elbows on it, for a start.
That's very true.
The reason all of the elements on the periodic table are laid out as they are, it's very much periodic table manners. It's like a knife and fork, isn't it?
Oh, you know, table. Jeez.
All right, come back in, Alan. Because it is interesting, isn't it? This because you're finding it quite difficult to talk about, and I know that. And don't. And by the way, as you'd expect, we have got trained counsellors standing by after this call, Alan. I can put you in touch with people to help you. And
Are they IKEA experts or something? Yeah, I know this talk.
I know you're being brave, and we appreciate it. Right, so but I will afterwards. We won't leave you. We will put you in touch with some counsellors. One of them's out there at the moment, sitting at the table. Periodic tables, right? These are tables that are there periodically. Obviously, not to be confused with occasional tables, which are there occasionally. Because except the other way around, of course, initially, when they were invented, of course, periodic tables were there occasionally, and occasional tables were only there periodically. It became very confusing, didn't it? We had, you remember the Table Treaty of St. Petersburg, 1869, when the whole world had to agree that a periodic table should be periodic and an occasional table should be occasional. Now we know what they are, but there was a time when we didn't. Alan, do you hark back to a time when there were fewer tables? I mean, would you be happy with a smaller number of tables, for instance?
Maybe less tables.
The fewer tables.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I'd just rather have the T word stricken from the dictionary completely. Right. And all references to these four-legged freaks gone. So, I'd hark back to the days.
Come back in, Geordie, if you would. Come back in
on that. He doesn't know what he's talking about, right? He's saying that he wants no tables, right? But I have no less than 20 tables in my house at any one time, right?
Yeah.
I can never have enough tables. Dining tables, snooker tables, dominoes tables, television tables, coffee tables, daughter's clay tables.
He's pressing my buttons, he really is pressing my buttons.
Table, drop bench table, my TV tray table.
Yeah.
Saying
trestle table.
The T word.
Would you, Alan,
yes.
Effectively, if you could, turn the tables on tables? But listen to this. If you turn the tables on tables, you turn the tables over, they're not tables anymore, are they?
No, they're just four legs poking upwards.
Yeah, would you be happy with four legs poking up?
As long as it had no... Oh, yeah, I guess... Yeah, go on.
Wait a minute, because the other right. side of that argument, and there's always three sides to an argument, is that the each of the legs that are sticking up, of course, has a bottom on it, which technically could be used as a very small table, couldn't it? Like you get a vol-au-vent on there or something.
And,
do you see what I mean? So you, what I'm saying is, Geordie, you could quadruple the number of tables in your house by turning the tables on with the tables, and then you'd have lots of small tables, wouldn't you?
I've already done that.
Yeah.
And you mentioned vol-au-vents there, and my house is full of vol-au-vents as well. I love them.
Where would you put, for Alan, you know, you're anti-table, where would you put a vol-au-vent? Come on, it's an easy question.
On a tray, obviously. There'd be a man who's holding it around on a tray. It's a normal thing to do, isn't it, with a bottle of wine?
Yeah. Why don't you, Alan, why don't you have a table wine now? Have a wine. Make a whining sound about tables. Table wine.
All right.
More of a wine. More of a wine.
Oh, you want a wine?
Yeah.
What, red or white?
No, just a whim.
Have I got to do a new?
You do it, do that.
Oh, let me get worked up a bit more. Table.
No, you're have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden?
Oh, Sweden? So if you ever talk, if you ever have a debate about Sweden, I'm on that phone.
Well, here's what they're doing in Sweden.
And
it's quite interesting. What they've done there is they don't like tables. Like you, Alan, they're an anti-table nation. And they conducted these trials where they would graft human legs onto tables, take away the wooden legs, put human legs in four corners of the tables. And then if you slap the table, like with a horse or something, it would run away. And most of them ran into Norway. And so it's fairly table-free in Sweden. Now, if you wouldn't mind going to live there.
But avoid Norway, yeah.
Yeah, avoid, don't go to Norway. That's where the tables are. They tried it with the legs of an elk. Because obviously you've put four legs, human legs, on the table. That's from two different humans. We've only got two legs. But an elk has four legs, so they put the legs of an elk on a table, slapped the table, thinking it would run off like the human leg table. It didn't. It reared up. It killed a man. They had to go back to the human leg tables.
That's terrible.
Well, it's how dangerous tables are, isn't it? That's the point you're making, I suppose.
Awful things, clearly.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the people in Sweden. They've had a lot going on recently, haven't they? They've had that thing that happened.
Would you, Geordie, table a motion? By which I mean, would you take a poo on a table?
Would I soil myself on the table?
Yes, pass a motion. Table emotion, they call it, don't they? There are various celebrities that like it, but I won't name them.
Right.
You've got to make sure the glass is in, didn't you?
Yeah.
It depends on who my company is, obviously, who's with me. I would definitely consider doing that, actually.
It's an interesting point. It divides people into two camps, those who would, those who wouldn't, table motion, as I say. Look, we're running out of time, really. Could sum up the debate for me, Alan, in one word.
I just don't talk to you anymore.
All right.
Where's that councillor?
I'll put you at the... Don't worry, the councillor's standing by. The councillor's actually standing by a table. Geordie?
Pooing on table.
Thank you. That's all we have time for the debate. But you can join in. It's a fascinating point, isn't it? Do we or not need tables anymore? Alan hasn't liked them since childhood. Geordie, very much in favour of them. But what about you? What do you think? Do we need tables in 2017? Post-Brexit Britain, of course, we've got monkeys now and windmills. Why do we need tables? Do we? Don't we? Let me know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is the big debate. It's Talk Radio and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See domino's.co.uk.
We've got trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got 100mm treated deck boards for only 99 pence per metre. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Sky Bet, we're paying 8 places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing the top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Sky Bet are paying not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M42 is looking slow northbound. There's been an accident, junctions 5 to 6. One lane is still closed for the recovery of the vehicles. Queues back to before junction 4. In and out of Cheltenham, Princess Elizabeth Way is currently blocked in both directions. That's because of an accident near to the Gloucestershire College. The M4 in Bristol slow westbound towards an accident near junction 21 for the M48. Better news if you're trying to get into Swindon from the M4 at junction 16. Great Western Way has reopened, but there's congestion in Colchester for the northbound A12. This is towards an accident near to the Avenue of Remembrance roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
The twice daily battle with a torrent of kit, the school bags, the sports gear, yet making it fit is a puzzle that only my phone can outwit in my calm within the storm. Through the maelstrom of mobiles and fingers that tap, I show them a truly powerful app. With a touch of a screen, the seats fold and adapt in my calm within the storm. All new Land Rover Discovery, with seats you can configure from your smartphone. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms, search all new Discovery. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Only use your mobile when it's safe and legal to do so. Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Make your reservation, yes, for a Sunday afternoon show that's stuffed full of the juiciest cuts from the last 7 days of Talk Radio.
Oh, that pucker, that is. Head chef Catherine Boyle slices and dices her way through all the week's highlights to serve up an exquisite cordon bleu feast for your ears.
Left gala, that is.
Blending intense searing debate with spicy supposition, sprinkled with a delicious soupçon of Ian Lee losing the plot.
I can't think!
Okay, I have to tell you now, it's very important. Please be seated at the chef's table for a sumptuous smorgasbord of sensational radio, all carved up for your delight and delectation.
7 days of Talk Radio.
Served up Sunday afternoon from 3.
Yes. On Talk Radio.
What are you doing? You're making a complete meal out of it!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons. Good afternoon. Now, in the next bit of the programme, before 4 o'clock, of course, we bring you the gift of meat. Now, the gift of meat consists of, well, meat. It's a budget thing. Beef, chicken, lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. If you would like to take part and register interest in playing a game, here's the game. It's dead or alive. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Great. What we're going to be doing now, though, is reviving an old feature and the man it involves. We had to revive him. Because it's... that's right. It's a man blowing a tune from his mouth. But the man in question is a homosexual pensioner. He's old, he's gay, he whistles. It's a test. It's the old gay whistle test. It's Terry. It's Terry, friend of the show, Terry. Are you there, Terry? He's on the line. Are you there, Terry?
Yes.
Good. So, look, last time we spoke, you were, I think you were exhibiting art or something, weren't you? Was that what was going on?
Yes, we've got some, a friend of mine's dad, he's doing his production of Dr. Shiv- Dr. Shiva, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Dr. Shiva, oh, dear.
But which is it?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Right, Doctor... I mean, you could combine the two. Dr. Zhivago could be on a roof.
That's it. Yes, yes.
There you go. Just trying to help you out there, you know.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof has rather different connotations in this day and age as well, doesn't it? You know, so just got to be careful.
I'm saying nothing.
Probably wise. So what have you been up to then? So you've been doing art, Terry. You're doing your production. What else is going on in the world of Terry?
Well, I've seen a lot of friends.
That's nice.
Looking after the dog.
Oh, yeah. How are the dogs?
Good.
What reminders of the name?
Nico.
That's right. I had forgotten. But that's good. So you're filling your days, Terry, really, aren't you? You know, you're having a gay old time, as it were, filling your days with your stuff. And remind us where you are, Terry, because it's been a while since we've had you on.
Well, I've had a gay old time, but at the moment I'm in the car park next to the Asda in Hales, Owen.
I love the idea.
There's many camper than that.
It doesn't. A gay old time in a car park in an Asda in Hales, Owen. That's good.
Yeah.
Terry, listen, we know what we're doing. We your lips are pursed and ready. If you'd be so kind for us, why don't you blow us a tune?
I can't whistle. I've run out of puff.
Well.
Can you do it for me?
No!
That's my friend Vanessa.
Oh, hello Vanessa.
I don't know what she was whistling.
Neither do I. It wasn't the tune you were doing. try the.
All right.
It was fine. The first. Just do it once more for us, because I think you nailed it.
I can't. Going on a tour over
there. There it is. That was excellent. There you go. That was it. That was it. Good. Good work. Good.
Okey-dokey.
Thank you, Terry. A pleasure to talk to you as always.
Speak to you again.
I hope so.
Bye. All the best.
And you. And Vanessa and the dog. There, that's Terry. I love Terry. I love him. He's real. And that was the old gay whistle test. Now, all you have to do is identify that tune. I think we've got... We can have a quick recap of it. Once again, here it comes. There it is. And there it is. That's the tune. Identify it if you can. And send us your answer. Here's the number, 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
And then put the answer down to this week's old gay whistle test. I love him. On Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. So get your answers in. We will reveal what Terry's blown tune was after the news at 3:30. The answers are already coming in. And you could get yourself a I guessed the tune on the old gay whistle test correctly certificate, which is essentially a PDF that we'll email to you. Print it off yourself, write your own name on it. If you are chosen to get the certificate... Now, if you are a regular listener, you'll know that we are contractually obliged to do a live read at the moment. Each day on the programme, we have to do... it's commercial activity. It's a live read, they call it in the industry. It involves me reading something out that I've been handed here. And what we've discovered ordinarily happens is when other presenters do it, it just sort of gets thrown away a bit because they just sort of... not quite gloss over it, but they'll just sort of read it and they'll go, oh, yeah, it's... you listen to Talk Radio, and then they'll just read it out and then... and then move on.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but I've been each day, of course, been...
Yeah, and we've had numerous complaints about this from the bosses.
Yes, but...
Including one person at The Sun.
Yeah, but if you bear with me, then...
Well, just read it out.
Well, I will. I am about now. To. I'm going to. But my point is, I shine a spotlight on it, really.
Yeah, I know the argument, but that argument has been...
Yes, I know. No, I know what the problem was, because it was because I was using bed music. So I did it to the music of Chariots of Fire, thinking that would give it some power.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No, did it to Here Comes the Sun, and I changed the words, didn't I, to go, Here Comes the Sun events, because
yeah, I remember.
It's about the Sun newspaper's events that we're doing. And then we did something else. Oh, I rapped it, didn't I? I said it to some sick beats. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
and
you'll be pleased to know
that you're just going to read it normally.
Yeah, well, there's no music today.
What you need to do is just make it sound like it's a part of this show that we normally do.
Bang, boom, yes.
So just read it
so
out.
So what I've done is today I've turned the live read into a drama. Into a radio drama. Complete with sound effects. Okay.
Well, we don't have time for it because it's coming up to the news in 13 seconds now.
Oh, so, we've got time for it.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
so,
here we go. Right, so Dave, would you help me out here?
Yeah, sure. What am I doing? I'm playing a part in the drama.
Yeah,
letting him read it out.
We're going to do a live read.
Okay.
But we turn it into drama. I'll play one character, you play the character.
You
play a character
called... It's now time for the news and you still haven't even read a word of it.
I'm Susan.
Yeah.
And who are you?
I'm your husband.
Garth. Fine.
Exactly that, right.
Garth and Susan. So lovely.
Yeah, Garth. And it's going to start live read drama, right?
Okay.
With sound effects. So I'm going to start with a door opening because it's like start. It's like a Radio 4 play.
Are you coming in through the door?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Garth. I'm home.
Oh, Garth, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you had a lovely day?
Ask me where I've been.
Where have you been,
Well, I'll
Garth?
Tell you. I'll tell you if you... just pop the kettle on, love.
Oh. Yeah. It'll only be a second.
Yep. I'll tell you where I've been.
Where have you been?
Susan.
Yeah, my name.
I've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience
that's a
events.
Quick kettle.
Which kick off on Wednesday the 19th of April in London.
Oh, can I be part of it?
Yes! Yes, you can, my love. Anything for you.
I'll just pop this tea
Whoever
into
has
some
this
cups.
Conversation Garth. At home.
Stop, Connie, this. You're spoiling the drama.
You're spoiling the live read.
Well, cut it there, guys, cut it. Con, can you pipe down a bit? We're trying to do a drama recording here. We'll pick it up from there. Okay, action. I'll just pop the tea in some cups. Oh, a lovely cup of hot tea.
That's
I know how you like it, Garth.
I do like it like that. And while I sip my tea.
Yes. Oh, lovely.
I've just been thinking how long have we been together, Susan?
Oh, too many years.
That's right.
Garth.
Yeah. And I'm afraid I've got to tell. I've been seeing someone else. I've been seeing an expert panel. Because I've been seeing an expert panel, and they.
What have they been debating?
Well, that's the thing. You don't know anything about Brexit, Susan. No. And this expert panel.
Is that a marching band coming past the house?
Oh yes, it is.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Well, we walked in that out of the window together. Let me tell you about this expert panel I've been seeing. You can't debate Brexit at all, Susan, and you never have been able to, not since we first got married. And now you'll have your chance to get your voice heard live on Talk Radio.
On Talk Radio?
That's right.
What's that, then?
It's an expert panel. It's an expert panel. Oh, look out for that! Look out for that! Look out for that lion! I hope that lion doesn't eat Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney, Anna Soubry, MP,
Soubry.
Dominic Raab, and political comedian Matt Ford, they'll be on the panel with Julia Hartley Fuhrer.
Stop doing that!
Oh,
stop
yeah.
calling.
I got it on Julia Nazi Fuhrer.
No, just you need to.
Tickets are only £5 with all profits.
3 minutes late to the news.
Going to St Thomas's.
That's a good cause. Oh, what time is it, by the way, Garth?
It's 33 minutes past.
Do you know what time that is, Garth? That's the time the helicopter lands every day. Here it comes. There it is. Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Just as I was splitting up with you over the fact that you don't know anything about Brexit and can't be on a panel.
Better open the door again.
Better
then.
Open the door.
That first one.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
Who is it?
It's a robot.
Greetings. take me to your leader?
No, I'm going to take you to a Sun Talk, where an expert panel will debate what Brexit means for you. You'll have the chance to get your voice. That's right, your voice.
Affirmative.
Yep, your voice. On Talk Radio. Up on stage will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney, Anna Soubry, MP, Dominic Raab, and political comedian Matt Ford, and Julia
Hartley Brewer.
Julia Nazi Führer.
No.
Yes, she is. Tickets are £5, with all profits going to St Thomas's Hospital, which is a good cause. Now, you can buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks, where you will also find details of the event. Tickets will be limited, so book now to avoid disappointment. thesun.co.uk/suntalks, an expert panel debating what Brexit means for you, teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of audience events, kicks off Wednesday the 19th of April in London, and you can be part of it. And I think I know that the reviews of this radio drama to sell that are going to be very...
positive.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
So what you're saying is you can spend a lovely evening in the company of Julia Hartley Brewer. Is that what you're saying? A lovely evening in the company of Julia Hartley Brewer.
No, you haven't said her name right.
You can't say it because you're a producer.
What you're saying, John, is you can spend a lovely, warm and positive conversational evening, which you'll really enjoy, in the company of Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah, well, there we go. A radio drama.
We got there in the end.
There we are.
Why did the robot stick around after the radio drama?
I don't know.
Drama?
You just liked what was going on.
He's very professional.
Now that is how you do a live read. Boom.
Can you pay the robot, Con? That's why I stick around.
There we go. Right, it's just after 3:30. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
An emergency UN Security Council meeting is being held in New York after yesterday's suspected chemical attack in Syria. The Foreign Secretary says all evidence suggests the Assad regime is responsible, although that's been denied. Dozens of people died. Mark Goldring from Oxfam hopes a political solution is found to end the suffering.
The real question is, are Russia and China willing to back off blocking those Security Council action? And then what can the world do, probably through Russia, to ensure that there is a real chance of a political solution?
Survivors of the Westminster terror attack, victims' families and emergency workers have attended a special service. Some entered Westminster Abbey in wheelchairs and on crutches 2 weeks after they were injured. Prince William and the Home Secretary are among those taking part. A little girl's condition has improved after she was bitten by a dog in Kent, although she remains in a critical condition. The animal was shot dead after the attack in Chatham yesterday evening. Jeremy Corbyn has announced another investigation into Ken Livingstone's comments over Hitler and Zionism, which he's called grossly insensitive. The former mayor of London continues to stand by his remarks after he was suspended from the party for another year. MEPs have voted in favour of a tough line on Brexit negotiations after a debate in Strasbourg in which Nigel Farage was heckled. The former UKIP leader was rebuked for accusing the European Parliament of behaving like the mafia. And Barry Manilow has come out as gay. The singer's told People magazine he was worried about disappointing his fans if he revealed his sexuality. He's been in a relationship with his manager Gary Keefe for almost 40 years. The weather: cloudy tonight, light rain at times in the northwest, lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be dry for most with some sunny spells, cloudier further north with some patchy rain in the northwest, highs of 13. There's more in 23 minutes.
Yeah.
There's more now.
Yeah.
Didn't we already know that about Barry Manilow?
I thought we did.
We all knew that, didn't we?
I think everyone thought it. No, but the manager thing was announced, wasn't it?
I thought it was.
I'll look it up.
Google it. Thanks. Bonus news, of course, with Victoria. Today, it's there because the bulletins are shorter. She has to make the time up. And animal news, vegetables and mineral news. Today, we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Here it comes.
An abundance of cauliflowers has led to some retailers cutting the price. Aldi has reduced them from 69p to 29p in the hope of shifting 500,000 of the vegetable. In case you were worried, though, the discount supermarket has maintained the price, which is paid to farmers.
I was worried. Didn't I say earlier, before the when I saw the story in the office?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to really concentrate.
You've been off your game
today.
Yeah,
I have, because I've just been worried
but
sick.
It's fine.
The farmers won't complain, though. They're okay.
Yeah.
A botanist has worked out which versions of fruit and veg are the best for you. So James Wong has created a list to make it easier to choose between the varieties. And I've got some examples here.
Oh.
I know you're excited. Mm. So onions, which are judged on the number of polyphenols they contain, which are chemicals produced by plants, which are antibacterial and can help fight disease. So if you're ever unsure which onion to get, apparently red onions are better for you. Right. And white onions are the least nutritious.
Spring onions?
They're somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I've got broccoli, salad leaves and cabbages. Do you want to know the best of each one?
Cabbages.
Okay, so get sprouts, not cauliflower. They were judged on glucosinolates.
A cauliflower cabbage?
In the cabbage family. Educational, see? Anyway.
What's the other ones?
I can give you the details on salad leaves. So which salad one's leaves, the most please, nutritious? So kale's the most nutritious salad leaf. Whereas iceberg lettuce is the least.
Oh, that's my favourite.
No. Fewest.
Fewest isn't.
Mm. No, but that's a big question about lettuce, isn't it? Brexit lettuce. Leaf or romaine.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Next.
And someone has worked out how many carrots it would take for Donald Trump's skin to turn orange. Because obviously he's really tanned.
What, by eating them or rubbing them on himself?
Eating them.
Right.
So how many carrots do you think you'd need to consume to turn... Six? No.
Do carrots turn your skin
Four.
Orange?
Yeah.
Dave, shut up.
Two whole tins.
You've got orange hair. You've got no room to speak.
I've got
how many carrots? How many carrots did you eat to get that?
Three.
All right.
I've eaten three carrots today and I don't have anything orange.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. How many is it?
12.
16,000 over 15 years would be enough to give him that distinctive Trump glow.
There
and I've
go.
Worked out that's the equivalent of three carrots a day.
That's not that many, is it?
Vegetable!
I've got a fact.
News.
I'm not finished!
Oh. Hang on.
So you wanted the science?
Hang on.
So, it's possible for your skin to turn orange as carrots contain organic pigments called carotenoids that can travel through your bloodstream and then make their way to your skin where they can build up, and that's when you become Trumptastic. I haven't bothered to tweet any pictures today, but if you just want to go on my Twitter page and follow me, it's Victoria.
That's unbelievable.
The effort
you can't blog your Twitter if you haven't put any pictures in.
Victoria there with Vegetable News.
Vegetable News.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. There'll be more bonus news, mineral news, tomorrow. I cannot wait.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. In the next bit of the programme, we'll bring you the results, the answer to today's old gay whistle test quiz. We'll do it after the traffic and travel. And we'll bring you today's game of Dead or Alive. Talk Radio Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on without one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M42 is looking slow northbound. There's been an accident, junctions 5 to 6. One lane is still closed for the recovery of the vehicles. Queues back to before junction 4. In and out of Cheltenham, Princess Elizabeth Way is currently blocked in both directions. That's because of an accident near to the Gloucestershire College. The M4 in Bristol, slow westbound towards an accident near junction 21 for the M48. Better news if you're trying to get into Swindon from the M4 at junction 16. Great Western Way has reopened, but there's congestion in Colchester for the northbound A12. This is towards an accident near to the Avenue of Remembrance roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
The twice daily battle with a torrent of kit, the school bags, the sports gear, yet making it fit is a puzzle that only my phone can outwit in my calm within the storm. Through the maelstrom of mobiles and fingers that tap, I show them a truly powerful app. With a touch of a screen, the seats fold and adapt in my calm within the storm. All new Land Rover Discovery, with seats you can configure from your smartphone. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms, search all new Discovery. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Only use your mobile when it's safe and legal to do so. Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, if you were minded to send in your guesses for today's old gay whistle test quiz, in which a homosexual old age pensioner, not Barry Manilow, whistled a tune for us, then stand by, because this is where you find out whether you were right or not. Just a thought, actually, we should see if Barry Manilow's free to do this next week, now we know that. I bet he can whistle.
Got a good tune in it.
Unlike Terry. Well, he writes the songs, doesn't he?
Terry
maybe,
does.
Maybe he can, no. Maybe he can whistle
Terry
them
writes
too.
Barry Manilow's songs.
Yeah. Did you know that? Right, okay. Before we find out what was being whistled, here's a little bit of a recap in case you missed it before the break. And remind us where you are, Terry, because we, you know, it's been a while since we've had you on.
Well, I've had a gay old time, but at the moment I'm in the car park next to the Asda in Aylesbury.
I love
it
the idea.
Many camper than that.
It does. No, it doesn't. A gay old time in a car park in an Asda in Aylesbury. That's good.
Yeah.
Terry, listen, we know what we're doing. Your lips are pursed and ready. If you'd be so kind for us, why don't you blow us a tune? There it is! And there it was. That was the tune you were trying to figure out. I love Terry. I love him. And that was his tune. But what was it? Before we give you the answer, Here's where congratulations are in order.
Congratulations, Stephen Adams on Twitter. You got it. So did you, David Edwards. Dean on Twitter. Stacey, congratulations on the text. James, Maria, Kay as well. Congratulations to those people.
Yeah, well done also to Gary and Barlow, of course. Holly's in Willoughby.
Made that up.
And Scott's in Taunton. Now, let's find out if you were, well, you were all right, because the answer was this.
We're all going on a summer holiday, blah, 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 blah.
We got to... There it is. That was what it was. It was Summer Holiday by Cliff Richard. There can be only one receiver of the certificate, though. The I guessed Toddler Pops... No, that's the other one. I guess Terry's tune on the whistling...
Well, weirdly, it's pretty much the exact same certificate. Yeah. I've just changed the writing.
What does it say?
I've closed it. Right. Oh, no. Certificate of Excellence, yeah. Awarded to... ...correctly guessing the answer to the Old Gay Whistle Test on the afternoon show with John Holmes on Talk Radio. Radio.
Well, well done. And today's certificate recipient is...
Congratulations, James in Oxford.
James in Oxford.
You got it.
It will be emailed to you, print it out, write your own name on it. It's a budget thing. Speaking of which, it is time for us to give away some meat. Meat. In a game. On the radio, in the afternoons. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. It's a game of dead or alive. Okay then, playing today from a list of things that are either dead or alive. I'm determining which is which. It's Liz, she's on the phone. Hello Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you Liz. What do you do? Good. Liz? Where are you Liz? What are you doing?
I'm a student in Leeds.
Student in Leeds. Okay, yeah. Good. All right. Now, you, Liz, I mean, this is where we would do some radio banter, Liz, ordinarily. You know, a bit of chat between the two of us. That's how the radio works. But we haven't got much time, so I'm going to crack straight on, if that's all right, Liz.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Yeah.
So, your choice of chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg?
Chicken.
Chicken, a chicken. Liz is going to get a chicken. It's a souvenir of her time spent with us on the radio. Okay, dead or alive then, and Cornelius, are you keeping a score?
I'm sort of doing an email. Right.
Okay, well, stop doing that, and now keep score as we play Dead or Alive. Okay. Liz, in Leeds, for a chicken. Muriel Harris, dead or alive?
I'm going to go dead because I have no idea who she is.
No, well, I'll tell you who she is. She's a lady that lived three doors along from my parents when I was growing up. I used to walk her dog. This was back in, I suppose, the late 80s. She was 93 then. You do the math, Liz. I think she's dead.
Yes.
Muriel Harris. Dead or alive? The war on Spain.
Alive.
Yeah, very much so. Still, we're still at war with Spain.
Definitely.
Dead or alive, our Spanish tech op, Marta.
Alive.
Yes, but we've imprisoned her in a cupboard here just in case. She's not having Gibraltar back. Jimi Hendrix, dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes, dead. What our inept celebrity booker Johnny thought Jimi Hendrix was only yesterday.
I wasn't sure, but I guess dead.
No, he thought he was alive. His job is to book celebrities. He turned around in the office and he genuinely went, "Would you guys like Jimi Hendrix on your show?" And we all went,
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you?
Really? Yeah. Jimi, but is he alive or is he dead?
No.
I'm just asking rhetorically. He's dead. You're right. Yeah. It's like the Brian Matthew of his day. It's confusing. Dead or alive, war. War. generally.
War. Alive.
No, it's over now. It's dead because global peace has come about because Kendall Jenner has given a box of Pepsi to all countries. Dead or alive, my auntie Sylvie.
I hope alive.
She is alive, yeah, weekly update, my Auntie Sylvie, she's 96, she is in a home, she drinks from a sippy cup, lost all of her mental faculties, but she's absolutely fine, physically speaking, my Auntie Sylvie there. We'll keep you updated as the weeks go on. Dead or alive, mummies.
Dead.
No, alive! Oh, it's Mummies Alive! It's a 90s, I know, it's a 90s television series where in the present-day United States, a child releases four ancient Egyptian mummy warriors who help him fight a revived Egyptian evil sorcerer who wants to take over the world. Mummies Alive.
Oh.
Dead or alive, The Hills. The Hills.
Definitely alive.
With the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not in this case, I'm afraid, Liz, because these...
No,
The Hills, in this particular answer, are a family who lived three doors along from my parents, going the other way. And I know, the whole family, three generations, wiped out in a tragic ticker tape parade accident in the 90s. So, no points. It is awful. We're all over it now. A music question. You already, according to the band Slaves, dead or alive, you already, according to the band Slaves? Yeah.
Dead?
Let's find out. Yes. Well, I think that's clear. Of course, it's dead already. Right, we need to go over to Cornelius, who's been keeping score or sending an email.
Oh, I sent the email and being reliably informed two different scores.
Right, good.
By both Dave and Cass.
Right, you're welcome.
So an average dictates
yes.
that you got 5.5 points!
Is that enough to get Liz in Leeds a chicken?
Yes, it is!
Well done, Liz!
Thank you.
You've got a chicken. It's a gift. It's a souvenir. It's a chicken.
Thanks.
You're welcome. That is Liz. And that was Dead or Alive. And now here's Sam Delaney on Talk Radio from 4 o'clock. Hi, Sam Delaney.
Lovely scarf.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, jaunty scarf.
Jaunty scarf.
It's that kind of a day, really, isn't it? Because after all, Barry Manilow's gay.
That's right.
And that's why I'm wearing this flamboyant scarf in tribute
Did you
to
think...
It.
Did you know that... I can honestly say,
in a lifetime in news, I have never been more shocked in my life.
Yeah.
The news has shocked me to my very core.
Yeah.
And we're going to be rolling on it non-stop for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's right. Have you got reporters on the scene?
We've got reporters on the scene. We've flown Alex Dibble to Las Vegas. And he's there. We think he's going to get some time with Siegfried and Roy to ask them for their first response to the breaking news. We are seriously doing this. Why would a man like Barry Manilow wait until he was in his 70s to come out of the closet? We live in a more homophobic world than liberal-minded metrosexual males like the four of us sat here would care to imagine.
We've just had a feature, the old gay whistle test.
Right.
Where a homosexual pensioner whistles a tune, you have to identify what it is.
Well, that's lovely. So you're doing your bit.
Exactly, we are. We are absolutely liberal.
I've said this time and time again. There's not enough John Holmeses in this world.
That is right. Mm. That is right and proper. So you're doing Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow, the Labour Party, because Jeremy Corbyn has revealed that it's our fault in the media that he's unpopular. So we'll be looking into that and probably asking ourselves again, how can we do more to help him?
Yes.
And we're also going to be discussing our descent into World War. Around the corner.
Yeah. Which war is it? Is this the one on North Korea?
We're not sure. There's two theories.
Yeah.
And one is that there'll be Mark Machado, our executive producer, is actually coming on air to outline his fairly compelling theory on why there will be a war in the Pacific, which I believe was an iteration of the Tour of Duty, Call of Duty game.
Call of Duty.
He might have got the idea from Call of Duty, right. But he says there's going to be a war in the Pacific.
So he's going to come on and tell you the plot line to Call of Duty.
He might just be doing that. Cool. He's always trying to wheedle his way on air. Yeah. And by telling me that he's got the inside track on an impending war in the Pacific, he's kind of tricked me.
Yeah.
And it's weird that we also play Call of Duty, Black Ops, Infinite Warfare on the radio on this programme.
Really?
And we do the old game. We are ahead of the zeitgeist.
Yeah, you are. Well, you're certainly ahead of us, both. Yeah. You know, in so many ways.
Yeah.
But anyway, and we got my Michael Bolton interview from yesterday, in which I do get him to sing about the impending war in Gibraltar.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Which is great.
Which is interesting news, because, and I'll tell you for why. Mm. A little bit behind the scenes for you here. Yeah. So I'm doing Virgin Radio Breakfast at the moment.
Right.
I saw Jamie East off of Mid-Mornings.
Yeah.
He had Michael Bolton on.
Yeah.
Right. Tried to get him to sing something. Blank refusal.
No.
Angry Bolton.
Angry Bolton.
You charmed him.
Well, bad luck, Jamie.
Yeah,
he
there
just
we
doesn't
go.
Got
How'd you do that? How'd you get him to sing?
Well, that's for me to know. I'm not going to reveal my journalistic skills.
Oh, yeah. That is coming up with Sam Delaney next on Talk Radio. I will be doing Virgin Radio Breakfast again tomorrow, 6 till 10, then back on here, 1 till 4, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.